on either side of home plate and pink batter's boxes to start tonight's game. Obviously, as the batters go on, that might clear out, but it is great to see that everybody here is thinking pink. We're painting the park pink tonight. I see all sorts of pink out in the crowd here, even out in the Pepsi Picnic Pavilion with Penn State ARL. I think everybody's just excited and ready for a great night of baseball. It's always one of the most special nights on the calendar, and we're back in action here. Really thankful to be back in action, full-fledged Paint the Park Pink Night here with Mount Nittany Health tonight.
It's just going to get better and better over the years, too. Nights like this set the tone for future seasons as well. And it's great to have everyone on board for tonight's game and another beautiful night for baseball here at Medler Field at Libretto Park as the Spikes in their black jerseys with pink numerals take the field. Last one to join, J.D. Daniels, our public address announcer tonight, who at some point this weekend may announce Bo Nichols' name, is Jeff Byers.
We ask if you are able to please rise. And gentlemen, we kindly request that you remove your hats as we honor our great nation with the singing of our national anthem. The anthem tonight will be performed by Frank Mayle and Michelle McMullen of Penn State ARL.
Oh, say can you see by the dawn's early light what so proudly we hailed at the twilight's last gleaming,
whose broad stripes and bright stars through the perilous fight, o'er the ramparts we watched, was so gallantly streaming.
And the rocket's red glare, the bombs bursting in air, moved through the night, that our flag was still there. Oh, say does that star-spangled banner yet wave o'er the land of the free and the home of the
Well, that sets the tone for the night as the Spikes get ready to take on Mahoning Valley, looking to make it three in a row in this four-game series. We'll come back with the opening pitch from J.D. Daniels in a moment on the Spikes Radio Network, presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official health care provider of Penn State Athletics.
I was probably in junior high. I really liked fixing things, and I still do, and orthopedics allows us to do that.
From a childhood dream to becoming one of the top orthopedic surgeons at Penn State Sports Medicine, Dr. Paul Scherbondi shares his journey.
I found over the years that I've become more of what I would call the family team orthopedic doctor. I do a lot of intergenerational care. I take care of grandma, dad. Dad may have a torn rotator cuff. Grandma needs a total knee. And then I'll see junior with a broken arm. To have the ability to take care of families is very rewarding. And to have a grandma bring their grandchild in to see you is an endorsement of your skills as a physician.
Penn State Sports Medicine is welcoming new patients of any age or activity level. Call 814-865-3566 for an appointment.
All right, here we go with J.D. Daniels on the mound. And it'll be Acosta, Bucko, and Gonzalez in the first inning defensively of the Spikes. Josh Madol at first, DeAndre Shelton at second, Brody Perks at short, Nick Guile at third. Not only did Guile get the heck of a play going, he was left last night. Ryan Chesney in left, it is Dawson Bailey in center, Trent Taylor in right, and Colin Adams behind the plates. And the opening pitch of the game at 6:35, brought to you by America's Carpet Outlet. Your locally owned flooring provider located on North Atherton Street in State College for over 25 great years. Remember that America's Carpet Outlet is A-C-O. All right. Leading it off will be Acosta. He is the McDonald's strikeout guy tonight right out of the gate. 1-for-5 last night. He did strike out. First pitch is a strike from Daniels. First pitch at 6:35, 84 degrees, a few puffy clouds. No threat of rain again tonight. Fouls that one back, and it's quickly 0-2. He is 2-for-9 in the series with a run scored. Into that right-handed box. Outfield normal depth. Daniels delivers. Curveball outside, 1-2 the count. Well, wouldn't that get the night off to a start if he strikes him out?
Sure would.
1-2. That just missed. Jeff France behind the plate. Brad Reedy down at first. Phil Heim umpiring at third. Craig Antosh, the first base coach. Vic Butler down at third. 2-2. Oh, and outside, full 3-2. Men's Warehouse. We're trying to find where we can get this. Set. 3-2. Oh, it hit him on the left arm. So he'll take first. Please tell me it's not suit in a pouch like everybody loves Raymond.
Definitely not that. I can assure you that. Like I said, I think it said Armani. I don't know if it means Giorgio or not.
Okay.
Or maybe was Amrini.
Was it Armani or Amazon?
Yes.
Here is Dom Bucco at the plate. Bats on the left side. Bucco went 1-for-4 in last night's game. And he is 3-for-9 in the series and a wave and a miss and a strike. It's 0-1. 88 with the fastball that time. Guile up in the grass and off the line at first, middle infield double play depth. With Perk shaded toward the bag at second. Throw to first, just lobs it over, no tag. And these are the sharpest jerseys. You want a bid on the jersey to help the cause, but just to get the jersey. Set, the 0-1. Outside for a ball, 1-1 the count. On this 84-degree evening, the wind is blowing to right about 5 to 10 miles per hour. Daniels goes set and throw to first and gets back standing. The shadows a third of the way between home plate and the mound. Sundown tonight, 8:29. Lost 17 minutes already in a month, the pitch. There goes the runner, and he bunted it foul. 1-2 the count. Bucco hitting .321 with no home runs and three knocked in. He has scored 5 runs. That's from the left side. Taps that plate. Costa out to his lead at first. Throw to first, sidearm to first, and he gets back standing. 1-2 the count. Daniels stares in. Open stance for Bucco, left-handed box. That wind is blowing to right. And the pitch. Swing and a miss. Strike 3. Got him. The strikeout for J.D. Daniels. Understanding what matters means having a team of dedicated specialists at Mountain Indy Health Breast Care Center. From diagnosis to treatment to recovery and remission, we're here for you. So that'll bring Gabe Gonzalez to the plate. Gabe in last night's game went 1-for-4. He is 2-for-7 in the series with a double. Go to first. A little better move this time. Back standing still is Acosta with one out. Penn State ARL is in the Pepsi Picnic Pavilion tonight, and they have filled it. And the pitch. Inside for a ball with a breaking ball. It's 1-0. 325 down the left field line. 378 left center. 410 the nook. 399 dead center. 375 in right center. 320 down the line and right to the line. Country Kia corner. Daniels delivers. On the ground to Perks. He goes page one. On to first. Double play. 6-4-3 to end the inning. Fourth double play. The spikes have turned in the second half. No runs, no hits. Nobody left. End of a half inning. Mahoning Valley nothing. State College coming to bat on the Spikes Radio Network. Presented by Penn State Sports Medicine. Official health care provider of Penn State Athletics.
The reason I got into medicine is because of my curiosity to understand what health is. A combination of physical, mental, emotional, and social well-being. The role of family, community, and society in one's health is also something that always interests me.
At Penn State Health Medical Group, family medicine doctor Madhvi Singh tells of teaching, caring for, and learning from her patients.
What brought me to Penn State Health is, apart from caring patient, I have an opportunity to be able to teach medical students and residents, watching the students see every intricate part of health. I love taking care of my patients. They inspire me. They are always very kind to me, and it gives me an opportunity to learn from them.
Penn State Health Medical Group offers family medicine at four convenient locations, 235-2480, to make an appointment.
Taparilla Furniture, always the best seat in the house. Maybe that's because we're Center County's oldest locally owned furniture store. We've been your source for stylish, on-trend home furnishings since 1952. Always the name brands and quality you can trust. Always the best room makeovers and in-home design team. Always the best finance offers. And always the best price every day. Guaranteed. Taparilla Furniture in Bellefonte. Always the best seat in the house. Play ball.
Bottom half of the first inning and scoreless as Isaac Olson goes to work against Frederick in his only start. He was outstanding. 6 1/3, 4 hits, 1 run, struck out 7, walked only 1 in that appearance. A lot of arms and legs flailing all over the place with Isaac Olson, especially the way he finishes. And the lanky right-hander will go to work against Dawson Bailey, who will lead it off. And he'll be followed by Trent Taylor, Nick Guile, middle third, Brock Reller. Then it'll be Brody Perks, Josh Madol, bottom third, Colin Adams, Ryan Chesney, and DeAndre Shelton. Defensively, Fogle at first, DePasquale at second, Parker at short, Taj Porter at third, Acosta in left, Dom Bucco in center, Ron Washington in right, and Alex Arouse behind the plate. So here we go with Dawson Bailey coming to the plate. Bailey went 1-for-4 last night. He scored 2 runs. He also walked. He's hitting .345 with no home runs, 2 knocked in, and 4 doubles. His 10 hits are second in the league. His 4 doubles lead the league. As he strides to the plate, Trent Taylor on deck. Bailey, now the University of Niagara, lives in Niagara Falls. Hit .309 for Niagara this spring with 12 home runs. He also stole 9 bases. He hit 14 doubles. Bats on the right side as lifted foul past the Mahoning Valley bullpen and out of play. 0-1 the count. Scoreless here in the bottom of the first. Devin's still here tomorrow, still strong. 4:05 start tomorrow. Then an off day Monday. 0-1. Swing and a miss. High fastball. No balls and 2 strikes the count. At Williamsport Tuesday and Wednesday, and then back here for Super Splash Day noon on Thursday. And yes, it is. It's still a thirsty Thursday. 0-2 on Bailey. Dawson on the ground to third. Porter off his left arm into left field. Bailey will make the turn, a big turn, and then he'll just jog back to first. Porter went to his left to try and make that play, but that will be an error and puts Bailey aboard. Bailey is also 2-2 in stolen bases. I mentioned he stole 9 this spring in Niagara. He had 26 stolen bases in his college career. Trent Taylor to the plate, playing right field tonight. Taylor did not play in last night's game, but Thursday night went 2-for-4 with a run scored. He knocked in a pair of runs. He also had a sacrifice fly. Hitting 192. And Olson delivers. Dropped in that breaking ball for a strike in the outer edge to the right-handed hitter. Taylor in that right-handed box. Bailey out to his lead at first, inches out. Here's the set. And Olson waits. Long wait. We make a time called here. Yep. They play Taylor a couple steps deeper in the outfield. Middle infield at double play depth. Porter normal at third. Fogel obviously holding on Bailey at first. Will Johnson, the coach, down at third. David Valdez, the coach, at first. Breaking ball high and tight. Levels the count at 1-1. Also goes to the back of the mound. Say this, a runner gets on base with Olson. The game grinds to a halt. Here's the set. And the 1-1, there goes Bailey. Pitches high for a ball. Head first slide, steals the bag. 2-1 now the count to Taylor. And for Dawson Bailey, 3-for-3 now in stolen bases. Let's see if Taylor can get him in now with Nick Guile on deck. Two field umpires will now shift. Trent Taylor out of Merritt Island, Florida. Here's the pitch. Breaking ball in tight. Runs the count 3-1. We always talk about early in games. Now for the right fielder, the second baseman, and on a pop-up, the first baseman, that's where the sun problem is. Set. 3-1. Called strike. Inner half. So full now on Trent Taylor. Taylor in that right-handed box. Again, the batter's box, catcher's box. All with pink dirt. Pink ribbons in front of each dugout. The set. Checks Bailey at second. And the foul, he'll make the seats and out of play and go 12 rows back. Guy was able to get the carom and hand the ball to a young man in the row in front of him. 3 balls and 2 strikes with scoreless bottom of the first. Wind is picked up now about 10 to 15 blowing to right. Beautiful clear evening right down the mountain range to Pleasant Gap. Here's the set by Olson, the pitch. High and tight, ball 4. First and second with nobody out here in the first. Here comes Nick Guile. Guile had a terrific night last night, made a fine defensive play at third. He also went 1-for-3 with a 2-run double, scored a run, walked. Hitting 227. With 7 runs knocked in, that's good for 3rd in the MLB draft league here in the second half, those 7 RBIs. Talk about the dimensions of the park. The wall is 7 feet high at the Pepsi Picnic Pavilion, which is filled tonight courtesy of Penn State ARL. Goes to 8 feet high at the scoreboard in left center all the way around to the monster in right, which is 18.55 feet high with the grandstand above it. The pitch checked, it didn't go. It's 1-0. The wall 18.5, 5 feet high because Penn State was founded in 1855. In Pittsburgh, it's 21 feet high for the legendary Roberto Clemente. 50 years this New Year's Eve that he tragically passed. 1-0. High and tight at the letters. Backs the right-handed hitter off the plate. It's 2-0. Bailey is on second. Excellent speed. Taylor's on first. Excellent speed. Scoreless here in the bottom of the first. Guile waits on the right-handed box. Olsen set. Tied again. He goes 3-0 on Guile. Brock Reller on deck. Reller's already had a terrific week with a double and a 434-foot home run. Three and all the count. Olsen goes set and delivers. Foul straight back to the screen. He had green light 3-0 and he attacked it. It's 3-1. Jared Kengott, last night's starting pitcher, who was outstanding last night. Six outstanding innings for Jared. Five hits, one run. He struck out four. He walked two. Well, the starting pitcher gets to track down the baseballs for the first six innings. 3-1 on Guile. Set by Olsen, looks at Bailey at second and delivers. That's lifted foul, third base side, very high, but will reach the seats behind the Mahoning Valley dugout. He reached into the dugout. Porter did and made the play. Reached into the camera well and made the catch, and a fine play by Taj Porter. That'll bring Brock Reller to the plate. Brock last night went 1-for-3 with a double. He walked and also scored a run, hitting 250 with a home run, three knocked in, and three doubles. So he's had the home run and the three doubles over the last 7 days. That home run went 434 feet at Williamsport on Wednesday night. Trying to get the spikes on the board here. Outside for a ball, one ball, no strikes. First left-handed hitter that Olsen has faced in the spikes lineup. Olsen tucks that ball behind his back, leans in. Outfield plays Reller straight away and deep all the way around. Bucko's maybe about 10 steps over into rubber ball. It's 2-0. The only reason Dom is maybe 10 steps over just so he can get a view of the plate. Two balls, no strikes, middle infield, a double play depth. Reller, wide stance in that left-handed box. Not an open stance, a wide stance. Olsen delivers. That is lifted foul. That'll clear the Geisinger Champions Club out of play. It's 2-1. Shadow now right to the front edge of the pitcher's mound. This time of the year, it happens quickly. When we're in mid-June to early July, it takes a while for that shadow to get there. Not anymore. 2-1. And delivers. Swing and a miss. Healthy cut at that one. Through the slider that time, it's 2-2. Two balls and two strikes. Bottom of the first, we're scoreless. Spikes at first and second with one out. Reller trying to put State College in front. Brock hit 28 home runs this spring. 2-2. Down low, full 3-2. Good job by Rouse behind the plate to block it. No advance by the runners. Full 3-2. Now the question's going to be, what does Dave Tremblay want to do here? You got really good speed out there. And Bailey up front at second and Taylor at first. On 3-2, one out, do you run them? Now, you have a left-handed hitter, so it's an easier throw for Arouse. But you might want to run them here, put some pressure on the defense. Here's the set. Nope, they stay. Inside corner, call strike three, got him. First strikeout. Out to Brody Perks. Perks went 0 for 3 last night with a walk and a stolen base. He's hitting 261. He's driven in one. He has a triple. The Pecos League, he hit 363. He drove in 17. And the pitch. Outside for a ball. Good job by Arouse to catch that in the webbing that time as he snow coned it. It's 1-0. Inning began with a lot of promise. First and second, nobody out. Now they'll need a clutch two-out hit. They play Perks deep all the way around. Maybe Washington in a couple of steps and right. Infield is backed up now with two outs. Set. And the pitch. Lifted in the air, left field, but playable. Underneath is Acosta, puts it away, and the inning is over. At first and second, and nobody out, but could not make a difference. And at the end of one, it is scoreless on the Spikes Radio Network, presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official health care provider of Penn State Athletics. Let's go Spikes! College Township is proud to be the home of the Spikes. Before or after the game, be sure to check out all that College Township has to offer. From Millbrook Marsh and Spring Creek Park to Mount Nittany and the Village of Lamont. Shop and dine in one of our many fine establishments and remember to visit us online at collegetownship.org for all things College Township. Now, batter up!
As a big supporter of the State College Spikes, Geisinger will help you swing for the fences, too. Whether you want to hit home runs, hike through the hills, healthier. As one of America's top healthcare innovators, our doctors and healthcare professionals are leading the way to solving Pennsylvania's biggest challenges and helping all of us live life to the fullest. Families have depended on us for generations, and we've been part of the community for decades. We understand that life sometimes throws unexpected curveballs. That's why everything we do is designed to provide you with exceptional, innovative care. People come to Geisinger from all over the nation, even the world, and you can take advantage of our world-class services right here in your backyard. Learn how we're rethinking healthcare and helping Pennsylvania thrive at geisinger.org.
Top half of the second inning, and we are scoreless as J.D. Daniels goes back to work against the middle third of the Mahoning Valley order. Ron Washington, Adam Fogel, and Taj Porter, 4, 5, and 6 in the Mahoning Valley batting order here in the top of the second. Ron Washington. Last night's game, Ron went 1-for-4. In the series, he is 4-for-9 with a home run. That's on the right side. And the pitch. That's on the outside corner for strike. Four batters, three first pitch strikes from J.D. Daniels. J.D. always works from the stretch. He works from the center of the hill. He doesn't favor first or second on the hill. Outside and skip that one in there. They'll throw the baseball out. One ball and one strike the count. Ron Washington played at Pitt this year. It's out of Houston, Texas. 1-1. Inside for a ball. 2-1 the count. Washington, big deep breath in that right-handed box, and now steps back in. Daniels at the belt. And to the plate. In the air to right field. Reller fighting the sun. Warning trash. He really had to fight the sun, and he kept putting his hand up to block it off, and he finally made the play, and then got a nice salute from the group in the grandstand, and there is one out. Fogel will be at the plate. He's been the DH the last two nights. Adam playing first base tonight. Fogel went 2-for-3 in last night's game with a ground rule double. He is 2-for-7 in the series with a run scored. At a Palos Verdes Estates, California. Big right-handed hitter. Pitch. It's on the ground to short. Perks to his left. He's got it near the back. Fires to first in time. Two gone. Taj Porter did not play in last night's game. In the opener on Thursday, Taj went 1-for-4.
Number 27, Taj Porter.
Second year with Mahoning Valley. Switch hitter will bat from the left side against the big right-hander, J.D. Daniels. Porter out of Mandeville, Louisiana. And the pitch. It's in there for a strike. No balls and one strike the count. Daniels 0-1. Outside for a ball. 1-1 the count. Daniels has 5 first pitch strikes out of 6 batters. That means the interpretation is he's been pitching from in front. The pitch. Curveball just missed the outer edge. Now he falls behind here. 2-1. Dusty Mountain. So clear behind the right field grandstand, even though it's about 5 or 6 miles away. Swing and a miss, tied him up inside with a curveball. It's 2-2, and of course, perfectly framing this ballpark on this beautiful clear night is Mountain Nittany right behind the center field wall. Airs the set. Daniels 2-2. Outside, just Porter hitting 222. He has scored 2 runs, has not driven in a run. Scoreless top of the second. It's fouled over the screen to the concourse. Flies toward the salsa area. It is still 3-2. The count. Huge crowd on hand here tonight for Pink the Park Pink. Pitch. That is to right field. Reller, sunglasses down, has a beat on this one. Did not have to fight the sun that time on the line drive, and the inning is over. No runs, no hits, no errors, nobody left on base. Inning and a half gone here at Medler Field, Loprano Park. We're scoreless on the Spikes Radio Network, presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official health care provider of Penn State Athletics.
Let's turn a trip to the branch into a tap on your phone. Let's hit pause on a lost debit card without hitting pause on life. That's how First National Bank is redefining convenience. With a top-rated mobile app that puts more security and control at your fingertips and friendly people to help you succeed right by your side. Let's get started at fnb-online.com or your local First National Bank. FNB member FDIC.
I grew up in rural Minnesota, always had an interest in helping people. I spent 4 years in the military after residency, stationed in Naval Hospital Beaufort, South Carolina, taking care of Marine Corps recruits at Parris Island, and to be able to take care of them was really an honor.
At Penn State Sports Medicine, they're inspired to care for you like a member of the family. Orthopedic surgeon Dr. Paul Harakoff shares that sense of purpose.
I enjoy being part of a team that makes a difference. You know, we have a great staff at Penn State Sports Medicine. Our nurses, our medical assistants, our physical therapists, everybody is there to make our patients better. And it doesn't matter where you are, where you're from, how much money you have, what your job is, you're going to get treated with respect and to make you better. And that's a great feeling when you come home at the end of the day.
Penn State Sports Medicine welcomes new patients of any age or activity level. Call 814-865-3566 to make an appointment.
Spikes Baseball brought to you by First National Bank. First National Bank's mobile banking delivers convenience. Check it out at mobilebanking@fmb-online.com. First National Bank, proud sponsor of the State College Spikes and proud State College community partner. Scoreless to the bottom of the second inning. It'll be Josh Madol, followed by Colin Adams and Ryan Chesney, 6-7 and 8 in the Spikes batting order here in the bottom of the second against Isaac Olsen. Madol into the box, 1-for-4 last night with a double and an RBI, now hitting 211. As that bat has come alive, he is 4-for-11 at the plate. And the pitch, outside corner for a strike. Madol at Charlotte this season at 294 with 8 home runs and 61 knocked in. Between Greensboro and Charlotte, he had 152 runs knocked in. That's fouled straight back to the screen. It's 0-2. He also has had his time in the Cape Cod League. He played for Bourne, and with the Bourne Braves, he had 286. He's hit at every level he's been at. 0-2 on Josh. Olsen stares in and delivers. It's fouled third base side, and that will go up to the Geisinger Champions Club and bounce down below. It is 0-2. No balls and two strikes the count. Olsen stares in. Madol in that left-handed box, and the delivery inside and low, 1-2. Pitcher's mound. Just the upper half of Olsen's body is in sunshine. DePasquale at second, Fogle at first, and Washington and Wright still have to battle the sun on any ball in the air. The pitch. That's on the ground to short. Charged by Parker on the second hop. He throws, stretched by Fogle in time. One gone. Colin Adams to the plate. 0-for-2 last night with a walk. He was also hit by a pitch. He's been hit by a pitch each of the last two nights. Scored a run, hitting 161. He's driven in one with a double and a triple, but he has scored 7 runs. Adams in that right-handed box with Chesney on deck. And that is tap foul, first base side to the Spikes dugout. No balls and one strike the count. Oh, and one to Colin Adams. That may have caught Alex Arouse, our catcher. I don't think Ashley will have to come out. Seems like he's okay, and he'll go back to work. If anybody could appreciate that, that's Colin Adams, the guy in the right-handed box. Oh, and one the count, the pitch. Breaking ball outside corner for a strike. 0-2. That was the curveball there. Adams played at Long Island at 244, drove in 31 with 9 home runs for LIU. Swing and a miss, strike 3. They'll have to complete the strikeout at first base, and they do. Second strikeout for Isaac Olsen. And here's Ryan Chesney. Ryan did not play in last night's game. Went 0-for-3 Thursday with a walk. He did drive in 2 runs. He's driven in 3 as a spike. And I think he's got family members down there tonight. Yeah, he must, because I think that's Dad who's got the iPhone out and is taping. And taping, that's, he is using video here. That's down low for a ball. So, yeah, Dad is down there. They've got a whole group of the Chesney family and friends down below to our right. One and oh the count. Pitch to Ryan. Outside corner for strike. It's 1-1. That's definitely family. They all, 3 of them have their iPhones out. Now 4 to video. I love it. Olsen delivers. Outside and low. It's 2-1. So you got the Chesney crew down below to the right. In fact, they're almost taking up two entire rows. Believe me, Greg Wilson will take good care of them down there, our great usher. 2-1, swing and a miss, good cut at that one. Two balls and two strikes the count. Scoreless in the bottom of the second. Two outs, bases clear. Here's the 2-2. Swing and a foul tip into the mitt. Strike three got him. Third strikeout for Olsen, and the inning is over. Spikes go in order in the second. End to two. Scoreless on the Spikes Radio Network. Presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official health care provider of Penn State Athletics.
Hit a home run at your summer events by stopping at Nittany Beverage. The staff at Nittany Beverage will help you get your cooler filled with all the beverages you'll need this summer. From Miller Lite, Coors Light, and Pabst Blue Ribbon, to a wide selection of craft brews and imports, including Reds, Sam Adams, Yards, Blue Moon, and Line & Kugel's Summer Shandy. Plus, with Nittany Beverage's convenient drive-up service, you without leaving your car. So hit a home run this summer with one stop at Nittany Beverage, 139 North Patterson Street in State College, or on the web at nittanybeverage.com.
The Ramada Conference and Golf Hotel featuring P.J. Harrigan's Restaurant is proud to be the official host hotel for the State College Spikes. The Ramada is a full-service facility offering free weekday hot buffet breakfast with 20,000 square feet of flexible meeting space perfect for conferences, social events, and weddings. Discounted group room rates are available. The Ramada also has the largest and best outdoor pool and pavilion, perfect for outdoor summer gatherings, with pool party packages also available for our indoor pool. Contact the sales office at 814-238-3001 for more information on group packages. Then join us at PJ Harrigan's, featuring the best happy hour in town, and try our new pub menu with daily appetizer specials. Don't miss a visit to the Ramada Conference and Golf Hotel featuring P.J. Harrigan's Restaurant, the official host hotel of the State College Spikes. Top half of the third inning at scoreless. J.D. Daniels and Isaac Olsen matching each other pitch for pitch so far. Bottom third of the order from Mahoning Valley, Alex Arouse, Parker DePasquale, and Jarfinger Parker. Arouse did not play in last night's game. Outside for a ball, one ball, no strikes. Alex went 1-for-5 with a single on Thursday night. And Daniels delivers. That's fouled first base side toward the fun deck. Just about where Joe and I did the pregame show with Angelique Seiner from Seigen, who's an RN at the Ecology Breast Navigator for Mount Nittany Health. High and tight for a ball. It's 2-1. Angelique was a great guest. So important. Angelique Seigen, the RN. And the pitch. High and wide, 3-1 now the count. Arouse hitting 165. He's driven in one. He's scored one here in the opening week of the second half. And the pitch. That's foul to our right. Bounces down below. Just above the visitor's broadcast booth. Three balls and two strikes the count. Daniels delivers. That is in the air and a line to center field. On comes Dawson Paley and makes a sliding catch. One gone. He did that last night as well. Parker DePasquale. He'll step to the plate. Went 1-for-3 with an infield hit and a run scored last night. He is 2-for-7 in the series with a home run. That home run was in the ninth inning. The Spikes were winning 11-7 and made the final 11-9. And the pitch. Swing and a miss. Good fastball that time from Daniels. Parker swung through it. DePasquale out of Salt Lake City. Home run, three knocked in. Hitting 208. Pitch. It's line foul, first base side, and out of play. He's in the hole 0-2. Jarkifer Parker is on deck. Top of the third, we're scoreless. Still waiting for the game's initial hit. Pitch. It's on the ground to third. Past the diving Nick Guile. Down the left field line. DePasquale around first, and he'll be held up there in return. It was a good job in left field that time by Chesney to get to it, and there is the game's first hit. Parker to the plate. Played in last night's game, went 0-for-4, but he did drive in a run with a Parker out of Plano, Texas. Middle infield at double play depth. The Spikes have already turned one in this game. They ended the first with a double play. They could end the third with one here. Down low for a ball, one ball and no strikes the count. So nine batters through, six first pitch strikes. Parker, though, with a 1-0 count. DePasquale, short lead down at first. The pitch, that's cued foul to the netting above the Spikes dugout. It's 1-1. Tomorrow, 4:05 with Devin still here. Still strong will be the organization that will be the beneficiary. Then an off day Monday and at Williamsport Tuesday, Wednesday. 1-1 to Parker. Lined into right field. That's a base hit. Reller up with it and quickly fires it back in there. Taylor up with it, quickly fires it back in there. So Trent Taylor keeps the damage to a minimum. And here comes Acosta, the McDonald strikeout guy. Acosta was hit by a pitch back in the first inning. First and second with one out here in the top of the third inning and scoreless. Daniels checks second and delivers. Bunts picked up by Daniels. Wheels to Guile at third and gets the lead runner. Two outs. Pitchers have to field their position. Last Sunday, the Baseball Hall of Fame welcomed in Jim Cott, who won 16 gold gloves in his career. You'd have to say Greg Maddux, Jim Cott, Bobby Shantz, maybe the three best. So with two outs, here's Don Bucco.
Correct. Number four, Don Bucco.
Bucco into the left-handed box. Bucco struck out swinging his first time. Pitch. Curveball, line to right field. That's a base hit. Taylor comes up with it around third and coming to the plate. And scoring is Parker, and it's 1-0 Mahoning Valley. Bucco drives in the run and still first and third with two outs. That'll bring Gabe Gonzalez to the plate, wrapped into a 6-4-3 double play to win the first.
Number 17.
Here's Gabe Gonzalez. He stares in. Daniels does with first and third and two outs. The pitch. That's on the inside corner for a strike. 0-1 the count. We mentioned tomorrow, 4:05. Off Monday at Williamsport. Tuesday, Wednesday, both 6:35. Back here for Super Splash Day, noon Thursday. Throw to first, dives back in. And yes, it will be a Thirsty Thursday from 11 to 1 on Thursday, August 4th. Here's the set. Daniels now delivers. There goes the runner. Throw to second by Adams, and ball got away. They'll break from third. Throw to the plate, and he is safe at home. Great job by Acosta to avoid the tag. 2-0 Mahoning Valley. Bucko will get a stolen base. Two nothing.
Number 17, Gabe Gonzalez.
So the count now on Gonzalez is 0-1. Out of Mission Hills, California. Daniel stares in. 1-1 the count. Check second. Wheels the second, but Shelton was not there. One and one the count. Daniels goes set and delivers. Breaking ball missed inside. 2-1 the count now on Gonzalez. Gonzalez is driven in five. He's hitting 269. In that right-handed box, 2-0 Mahoning Valley. Daniels delivers. Inside corner for strike to level the count at 2-2. 88-mile-per-hour fastball to even up the count. 2-2 the count. Talked about that wind early blowing through here. It's really calmed down. The flag barely moving in left center. Daniels to the plate. Excuse me, check swing foul ball. First base side off the knob of the bat. Still 2-2. Outfield. They'll play Gonzalez particularly deep. Infield back. Shelton shaded a couple steps toward the bag at second. Madola off the line at first. Fake the second again, and Bucko dives back in, but Daniels did not make a throw. 2-2 the count of Gonzalez. Daniels stares in, now goes set. Check second. Long wait and delivers. Breaking ball called, strike three, got him. Second strikeout for J.D. Daniels, having an all-star team dedicated to excellence, has earned Mountain and Yale five stars from the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Service. As one of only 14 hospitals in PA with five stars, this recognition ranks Mountain Indy Medical Center as one of the best for quality and safety. Two runs for the Scrappers in the top of the third. They lead it 2-0 to the bottom of the third on the Spikes Radio Network, presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official health care provider of Penn State Athletics.
The reason I got into medicine is because of my curiosity to understand what health is. A combination of physical, mental, emotional, and social well-being. The role of family, community, and society in one's health is also something that always interests me.
At Penn State Health Medical Group, family medicine doctor Madhvi Singh tells of teaching, caring for, and learning from her patients.
What brought me to Penn State Health is, apart from caring patients, I have an opportunity to be able to teach medical students and residents, watching the students see every intricate part of health. I love taking care of my patients. They inspire me. They are always very kind to me, and it gives me an opportunity to learn from them.
Penn State Health Medical Group offers family medicine at four convenient locations in State College. Call 814-235-2480 to make an appointment.
Sunday afternoon, join the State College Spikes for Still Strong Night at Mettler Field. Game time is 4:05 p.m. against Mahoning Valley, and you can meet and greet blue and white great Devin Still. Plus, we'll raise funds and awareness for the Still Strong Foundation. And it's a Sunday fun day with a pregame catch on the field, postgame Kids Run the Bases Home Run Edition, presented by Mountain Indy Health, and much more. For tickets, call 814-272-1711 or buy and download at statecollegespikes.com.
Spikes Radio Network presented by Penn State or Penn State Athletics. Penn State Sports Medicine now welcomes new patients. Call 814-865-3566. 9-1-2 due for the Spikes here in the bottom of the third. DeAndre Shelton, then back to the top of the order. Dawson Bailey and Trent Taylor. He takes a strike. Shelton does. It's 0-1 and very pleased to be joined by Dr. Allison Yingling, the smartest person in this booth from Mount Nittany Health Breast Care Center. Allison, welcome.
Thank you.
Here's the 0-1. Outside for ball, 1-1 the count. Paint the park pink. So many, you know, pink night, pink zones. Tell us more about that from your perspective.
Held every year, Paint the Park Pink is a special event sponsored by Mount Nittany Health to help raise money for breast cancer awareness and to honor survivors. All proceeds from tonight's Paint the Park Pink event will benefit Mount Nittany Health Foundation, which supports the advancement of health care available to our community.
Swing and a miss by Shelton. He's in the hole, one ball and two strikes. You know, we always talk about how important awareness is. How does Mount Nittany Health help those who are dealing with this awful diagnosis?
Well, our community can rely on us for exceptional care. Mount Nittany Health offers comprehensive cancer services that utilize the most innovative cancer therapies combined with compassionate, patient-centered care to treat every aspect of the disease. This approach allows Mount Nittany Health to provide patients with both the medical and emotional support they need at every step, from breast cancer diagnosis to treatment to survivorship.
Lifts it in the air, foul territory, third base side. Porter, the third baseman, underneath it, puts it away. And one gone here in the bottom half of the third inning. Dawson Bailey to the plate, reached on an error and stole a base back in the first. So what types of medical services does Mount Nittany provide, Allison? I mean, in terms of support for cancer patients through their diagnosis, treatment, and then, of course, the important part, survivorship.
So early detection is important in fighting breast cancer. Mount Nittany Health's Breast Care Center offers the means to address breast health concerns by providing a range of diagnostic services, including 3D digital mammograms, breast ultrasound, breast MRI, needle localizations, and biopsies. The Breast Care Center is staffed by myself and Dr. Anna Hood. We're board-certified radiologists. Our commitment is to evolve to meet the changing needs of those we serve. The Breast Care Center recently welcomed Sarah Warden as their patient care coordinator. In her role, Sarah coordinates personalized care for each patient before, during, and after services at the Breast Care Center. In addition, the Cancer Care Partnership, a partnership between Mount Nittany Health and Penn State Cancer Institute, provides personalized hematology, medical oncology, and infusion services at the Lance and Ellen Shaner Cancer Pavilion at Mount Nittany Medical Center. A key service within the Shaner Cancer Pavilion, the partnership provides the expertise of a team of oncologists and advanced practice nurses, all supported by certified oncology nurses and highly trained support staff. Mount Nittany Health has a team of oncology patient navigators, including a dedicated oncology breast health navigator who guides cancer patients and their families through the healthcare system, as well as locate community resources that meet their needs at no cost to patients. To help recreate a sense of normalcy after a mastectomy, breast reconstructive surgery is available at Mount Nittany Physician Group Reconstructive and Cosmetic Surgery.
Dr. Allison Yingling is joining us here in the bottom of the third, 2-0 Mahoney Valley. Dawson Bailey hit by a pitch. So because of that, out of spite, I'd send him. Trent Taylor at the plate. He walked his initial time up. As Olsen stares in and goes set at the belt. Throw to first, and Bailey dives back in there. It's an emotional journey, Allison. So how do you maintain and help out after they get such an emotional diagnosis?
Breast cancer patients have to deal with many obstacles during each stage of the disease. At Mount Nittany Health, oncology patient navigators are available to guide patients and their families through the healthcare system, as well as to locate community resources. Assistance can be provided in many areas, such as insurance and financial counseling, transportation help, caregiver support, and locating support groups. The patient navigation program is a free service at Mount Nittany Health, and patients can receive as much or as little guidance as they need. If you or someone close to you is dealing with a breast cancer diagnosis and would like to learn more about the patient navigation program, call 814-234-6175 or visit mountnittany.org.
Bailey still on first with Dr. Allison Yingling here in the bottom of the third. It is 2-0 Mahoney Valley, one out for the Spikes. Bailey still hanging in there. I'd still send him just because I'm angry. I'm angry, Joe. They hit him with a pitch. See, he dives back in. See, more anger. How can the community members receive more information on the overall patient care services, Allison?
Again, the community members can call the Patient Navigation Program at 814-234-6175, or they can get more information at mountnittany.org.
Absolutely critical information all the way through. Taylor now waits with a 2-1 count. The pitch by Olson, inside for a ball. It's 3-1 on Taylor, who walked his first time up. Now, what do you think of the view?
Lovely.
Right?
Thank you.
Hey, this isn't bad. And you brought your family with you, so tell us who you have. You brought up
here. Oh, I have my lovely husband, Chris, and my two daughters, Vivian and Elle, and we're having a great time tonight.
That's great.
Absolutely.
Told Vivian and Elle they were standing in the back as they come up here. There goes Bailey. He steals the base. You want to know why he did it out of spite? They hit him with a pitch. I said, come on up here. I said, you don't see me sitting back there. So Taylor walks, and here comes Nick Guile to the plate, who fouled out to Porter, who made a nice catch at the camera well.
Yep.
In front of the Mahoning Valley dugout.
His teammates had to guide him over there, just like Mount Nittany Health guides folks out beyond the left field wall.
So Olson stares in, first and second with one out. Guile's driven in seven, including two last night with a double. Dropped in a curveball high and inside, one ball and no strikes, the count.
You liked how I did that, Steve, didn't you?
Very, very Joe Putnam-esque.
Yes, it is.
It's not a rental, by the way.
Oh, yeah.
That's not a rental.
This is the best Amazon has to offer.
I've seen it before.
Allison has.
Yes, she has.
Dr. Yingling has. That is fouled to our right and bounces down below. Guy got a baseball, and he's going to hand it to the youngest person in the row.
Oh, yeah.
Very nice. I'm telling you, the Chet, okay? They're down here. Ryan's family's down here.
Oh, yeah.
They got two rows down here.
Oh, yeah.
You should see all the iPhones that come out when he comes to the plate. 1-1 the count on Guile. Bailey on second, the pitch. Swing and a miss. He tried to time it up on that slider. It's 1-2. I mean, what do nights like this mean, though, you know, in terms of the community coming together for something you are so passionate and work every day at?
I'm just happy to be part of it and happy to come out here and support the ladies.
Yeah, that's awesome. And a lot of people are wearing their pink tonight.
Yep.
Got a lot of survivors out there in the crowd tonight as well.
Yes.
1-2. Check second. And Olson delivers. It's on the ground, wide of the bag at third. Will Johnson made no effort in the third base coaching box. I don't get it. Back in the day, he'd have been diving for it. Now, of course, you know, it's like, you know, you could set an example for the lads.
Sometimes that's what happens when you get bumped upstairs, though.
Yeah, he's gone from first base coach to third base coach. Like, too good for this man. Guile down a ball and two strikes. Taylor on first and Bailey on second with one out. Spikes down 2-0 in the bottom of the third. The pitch by Olson. That is lifted in the air behind the plate. Throwing away the mask is aroused. He almost tripped on the mask and he makes the catch. And we have two gone. Very rare when one guy fouls out twice. And here's Brock Reller, the DH, who struck out looking his initial timeout. Now, nobody's battling the sun anymore. Yeah, you see Bucko in center and you see Acosta in left, but they're not facing the sun.
No.
That's not an issue. Everybody field. That's where Joe goes to the grandstand between noon and one every day just to make sure he's got the proper amount of color.
How do you think I got so pink today?
You look great. Pitch. Reller checks it, did not offer. It's one ball and no strikes.
Actually, you and I were talking about these pink jerseys, and Dr. Yingling has been at several of these Paint the Park pink events. What do you think of these pink and black jerseys the Spikes are wearing tonight?
I like them. I think they look good.
I think they're the best ones they've had. The black with the pink, it stands out. 1-0 to Reller. And delivers. Outside corner for a strike. Reller out of Grand Forks, North Dakota. I believe our on-field host has a timeshare there.
Why?
One and one the count. The pitch. Outside corner again. He's in the hole, 1-2. This week he's had a home run that went 434 feet at Williamsport. That was on Wednesday. He also had three doubles during the course of the week, including one last night.
He's got the capability to tie this game up or give the Spikes the lead with one swing.
Believe me, they have their gloves ready in the grandstand. 1-2 the count. And the pitch. That's wrap foul beyond the Spikes dugout to the camera well. First base side. Still 1-2 to Brock. He has scored six runs. He also has had a propensity for getting on base because he's walked nine times, and he's tied for the league lead in that department with his teammate, Josh Madol. I have all sorts of worthless things I say during that. All right, Chris, you could do this. 1-2 the count. Bailey leads off second. The pitch. Swing and a miss. Strike three. Got him in the inning. Is over. No runs, no hits. They win the books. 2-0 Mahoning Valley on the Spikes Radio Network, presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official health care provider of Penn State Athletics.
Seven Mountains Wine Cellars is passion, perfection, and persistence. Three traits drive Seven Mountains Wine Cellars to create exciting new and different wines. Find Seven Mountains Wine Cellars in Spring Mills, on the Diamond in Bowlesburg, and now at Spikes Games at Medler Field at Lombardo Park. Enjoy 10 Point Red, Chardonnay, Blackberry Merlot, Tickle Pink, and our all-razzed-up frozen wine. Seven Mountains Wine Cellars, winners of the Pennsylvania Governor's Cup for both grape and fruit wines. Be sure to visit the one-of-the-kind World of Wine at Seven Mountains Wine Cellars.
Pennsylvanians are creating their own soundtrack. Thanks to PA Lottery Scratch-Offs, excitement's back. Pennies, nickels, dimes, or quarters, no matter your choice, scratching's always in order. With big top prizes and second chance drawings, thrills await. They're out there calling if it's excitement you seek. And you're looking for action? Play the PA Lottery. And keep on scratching. Must be 18 or older. Please play responsibly. Benefits older Pennsylvanians every day.
Hit a home run at your summer events by stopping at Nittany Beverage. The staff at Nittany Beverage will help you get your cooler filled with all the beverages you'll need this summer. From Miller Lite, Coors Light, and Pabst Blue Ribbon, to a wide selection of craft brews and imports, including Reds, Sam Adams, Yards, Blue Moon, and Line & Kugel's Summer Shandy. Plus, with Nittany Beverage's convenient drive-up service, you can get everything you need paid for, all without leaving your car. So hit a home run this summer with one stop at Nittany Beverage, 139 North Patterson Street in State College, or on the web at nittanybeverage.com.
So we go to the top half of the fourth inning and paint the park pink night, and fireworks still to come with fans on the field for that. And the Spikes find themselves down 2-0, and to take us through the middle three, that Natalie attired, as he always is, because he is so dedicated to great causes that help so many people, Joe Putt.
When you paint the park pink, you got to paint the park pink. That's been my belief always. So the pink suit back out, the tuxedo. I've gone casual now.
You are cash.
Just the vest.
Went traditional golf shirt.
Well.
But it is pink.
It is. Sharp grounder to short, to his knees. Perks gloves it. Springs up. Throw to first in time. One away. And a nice play by Brody Perks at short.
I love when the park is this filled. But in this moment, I'm trying to pick out which line is the smallest to get dinner.
Yeah, that's true. And that's a tough thing to do right now.
Which is a good thing. I
yes,
want the
indeed.
Park like this every night. I'm just explaining that, okay, we have some decisions here.
Yes, yes.
Frank's might still be an option. We'll see. I have enjoyed Frank's the last two nights.
Yes, indeed. And you got some for me last night.
I did.
Thank you for that.
Oh.
Super Dog was delicious.
Anytime, my friend.
Adam Fogle at the plate. Pitch homeward. Called strike on the outer edge. J.D. Daniels remains on the mound for the Spikes. Fogle 0-for-1 with a ground out to short himself.
It's, what, 14 seasons?
14 seasons, yeah.
Wow. Joe's been with the organization 15 years, though.
That's right. Swing and a miss, one and one the count.
Technically, I've been with the organization for 17.
That's right.
This is the 16th season.
Yes. You are before day one.
I was when I was here when they broke ground. Yeah. That's when Chuck Greenberg asked me if I wanted to do the games.
Fastball low and away. Called a strike on the other.
He had a shovel in his hand. And essentially said, hey, do you want to come over and shovel it for us?
I said, sure. I think you always say yes to a man with a shovel in his hand.
I do. But you always say yes to Chuck Greenberg.
Yes, absolutely the case. Breaking ball in tight. 2-2 the count.
Ooh, an Alan Craig Cardinals jersey.
Oh, yes. First base side. I spotted as well. 2-2, grounder back through the box, rolls into center field, base hit. That is the fourth hit of the game for the Scrappers. Fogle's first.
He wore 21 with the Cardinals. I think he wore 8 here. Now pick out a Cal.
Yes.
That I remember.
I would actually have to go back. Of course, I wasn't here, but
well, you know what?
Absorb that history.
Yeah.
But
he was the 8th round pick out of Cal. He played shortstop. And then he moved to third. And then he got to the outfield. And then he felt better. And all of a sudden he got the outfield, started hitting.
See, I rely on Dan Petrozolo for all the numbers. That's his wheelhouse.
He knows.
Throw on to first, diving back in, Adam Fogle. Taj Porter at the plate, 0-1 with a fly out to right. 2-0 Mahoning Valley here in the top of the fourth inning. This is the third game of a four-game series. We wrap it up tomorrow at 4.05 p.m. The pitch, that's low for a ball, 1-0. And with that 4.05 start time tomorrow night, or tomorrow afternoon, I should say, but it is still strong night at the ballpark. Devin Still, blue and white alum, former NFL defensive lineman, founder of the Still Strong Foundation, as the 1-1 swung on and missed. All right, check that. The 1-0 swung on and missed. It's 1-1. He's got the fastest fingers in the West over on the scoreboard tonight. I forgot about that. One ball, one strike. Fogle leads off first. Quick throw over there, but he's back in time. But tomorrow's Still Strong night means that we are raising funds and awareness for the Still Strong Foundation, helping families whose children going through very difficult times, and great cause as always here at the ballpark. There goes the runner. Pitch called a strike. Throw down to second. Tag applied, and he's out. Brody Perks, the shortstop, over. 2-6 the put out as Adams catches Fogle on the base paths, and now the bases are empty with two down and a 1-1 count. All right, check that. A 1-2 count on Porter after the called strike on the outer edge. Porter, the switch hitting batter, hitting as a lefty here against Daniels, and that hits him. Hits him on the right arm. A glancing blow, but it's the second hit batsman of the two down. A runner on first for Alex Arouse, the Mahoning Valley catcher. Lined out to Dawson Bailey in center, his first time up. Tonight, though, paint the park pink night. Of course, those pink and black jerseys the Spikes are wearing, available to bid on now on the LiveSource app. That's LiveSource. If you don't yet have the LiveSource app, you can download it on your phone, or you can go to LiveSource app. That's LiveSourceApp.com. You can bid by a phone. You can also bid on your desktop as well. Any way you do it, any one of these jerseys or several of them could be yours tonight, and we will be shipping them all out to those who win or arranging for pickup here at the ballpark if you're a more local bidder next week. And that one, a line drive to center field, base hit for Arouse, a two-out single. Porter moves up to second, and still two outs here in the top of the fourth. Parker DePasquale now up, second baseman singled himself in the third. Well, the Spikes back to the specialty jerseys. There is another specialty jersey on the schedule as well. That'll be worn Sunday, August the 28th. It'll be Hockey Night in Happy Valley here at the ballpark. Spikes will wear special hockey-inspired jerseys on Sunday the 28th. of August, and you can bid on those on the LiveSource app as well. That will open up a little bit later on. Now, first and second, two outs, and deep as Squally steps into the right-handed box. Native of Salt Lake City, Utah. Waggles the bat. Here's the set and the pitch. Breaking ball, called strike on the inside corner. It's 0-1. Di Pasquale, the number 8 batter in the order. Scrappers with 5 hits so far. Spike still looking for their first hit. They have threatened in the opening 3 innings, but have not yet crossed the plate. But that was the story on Thursday as well, and Spikes came back in a big way. 0-1. One ball and one strike. And like Steve and I have said, this place, nearly every seat looks to be filled here. This will definitely be one of the larger crowds of the season when we finally get the official number later on tonight. Geisinger Kids Zone in full swing. It's free tonight thanks to friends of Jake Corman. This being Penns Valley Community Night, we will be hearing from the Penns Valley Men's Chorus. They'll be singing God Bless America during the seventh inning stretch. The 1-1 upstairs for a ball, 2-1. We had two great individuals from the Penn State ARL group singing our national anthem tonight. I was down there on the field. It was a bungee competition between a couple of folks from Penn State ARL as well. They are having a phenomenal time. They've been enjoying the Geisinger Kids Zone as well. 2-1 the count. Grounder left side. Perks waits on it, scoops it up. He'll toss it over to Shelton at second for the out. 6-4 it goes. The fielder's choice ends the top of the fourth inning. No runs for the Scrappers on two hits. Two runners left on base. End of 3.5 here at Medler Field at Lebrano Park. Mahoning Valley 2, State College nothing on the Spikes Radio Network, presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official healthcare provider of Penn State Athletics.
I was probably in junior high. I really liked fixing things, and I still do, and the orthopedics allows us to do that.
From a childhood dream to becoming one of the top orthopedic surgeons at Penn State Sports Medicine, Dr. Paul Scherbondi shares his journey.
I found over the years that I've become more of what I would call the family team orthopedic doctor. I do a lot of intergenerational care. I take care of grandma, dad. Dad may have a torn rotator cuff. Grandma needs a total knee. And then I'll see junior with a broken arm. To have the ability to take care of families is very rewarding. And to have a grandma bring their grandchild in to see you is an endorsement of your skills as a physician.
Penn State Sports Medicine is welcoming new patients of any age or activity level. Call 814-865-3566 for an appointment.
Envisioning the difficult task, the team of professionals at Green Horizon Landscape are here to assist you from beginning to end. Green Horizon Landscape will make your vision a reality. Please visit our website at greenhorizonlandscape.com and learn about the wide range of services we can provide, or call 814-466-2281. That's 814-466-2281 for your free estimate, and make your vision reality with Green Horizon Landscape.
Into the bottom of the fourth inning, and it's the Toyota RAV fourth inning. Proudly brought to you by Toyota and your Central PA Toyota dealers. For a dealership near you, visit toyota.com. Isaac Olson, the right-hander, back on the mound for the Scrappers. 2-0 lead for Mahoning Valley as we enter the bottom of the fourth. The Spikes will have Brody Perks, Josh Madol, and Colin Adams due up here in the fourth, and the Ramada out-of-town scoreboard will open up as well. Checking in on the MLB Draft League, the other two games in action. Williamsport looking to bounce back from their first loss of the second half, and they're doing so in a big way, leading Trenton 6-1 in the top of the fifth at Trenton Thunder Ballpark. Meanwhile, down in Monongalia County Ballpark, Granville, West Virginia, just outside Morgantown, the West Virginia Black Bears trailing the Frederick Keys 5-1. That's in the bottom of the third. West Virginia, of course, the first half champion of the MLB Draft League, and they have clinched home field for the MLB Draft League Championship game. A one-game playoff Tuesday, September 6th, to determine the overall Draft League champion. Trenton earned the honor last year. The pennant hangs currently in the clubhouses of the ballpark in the capital city of New Jersey, but who will take the pennant this year? We'll find out in September. Of course, that's when champions are made in baseball. The 1-0 down and away, one ball, one strike. Brody Perks is 0-1 tonight, flied out to left his first time up. Two runs, five hits, an error for Mahoning Valley. No runs, no hits, an error for State College. Scrappers have stranded four runners so far. The Spikes, four as well. Olsen getting the sign from Alex Arouse in the 2-0. That fades in for a called strike. Olsen with a 2-1. Grounder up the middle to his left. Parker, shortstop, scoops it, fires to first. Not in time. Perks beats it out. The throw kind of faded low and away. Fogle had to stretch for it to his right, and that may just have given Perks enough time to reach base. An infield single puts the Spikes into the hit column. And here's Josh Vadol, first baseman 0 for 1, grounded out to short in the second. Well, what's the old adage? Bob Prince, been a blast. Vadol showed off the power down at Charlotte this spring. Now Olsen delivers, and Vadol does turn on this one, but he flies it into the Spikes bullpen, and Tristan Hudson tried to make a bare hand grab. Luckily, it was the left hand, the non-throwing hand for Tristan. 0-1 the count. Scrappers in the road grays. Of course, the Spikes in those pink and black jerseys up for bids now at the Live Source app. And the 0-1, that is sent foul, third base side. 0-2 the count. Vadol out of Hempstead, North Carolina as well. Standing in the left-handed box. Olsen. Throw to first. Perks dives back in. Colin Abisney would follow. Great crowd on hand tonight. Looking forward to seeing you all come back tomorrow at 4:05. Not only is it still strong night, Sunday fun day as well. Another throw to first. Perks dives back in again. Sunday fun day means a pregame catch on the field, 3 to 3:30 p.m. Of course, start time 4:05 tomorrow for the series finale against the Scrappers. In addition, hard seltzers are half price from 3 to 5 p.m. And the first 250 kids eat for free with a free voucher for a hot dog, chips, and a soda. Pitch high and away, 1-2 to Vadol. And after the game, kids can run the bases thanks to Mount Nittany Health. So all that going on tomorrow. 4:05 game time to complete this series. Tickets are available for tomorrow afternoon's contest at StateCollegeSpikes.com right now. Of course, the ballpark ticket office is open until the end of the game tonight. A throw to first. Perks dives back in. Still 1-2 to Vadol. One ball and two strikes. And the 1-2. There goes Perks. Pitches low for a ball. There will be no throw. Perks with the steal. That one, a breaking ball into the dirt, and Arouse could not dig it out in time to even attempt a throw. And for Brody Perks, as he dashes for second, that is his third stolen base in four attempts. That is the most for the Spikes in the second half. Most overall would be DeAndre Shelton, but two of his came in the first half, so he has three as well. Is the top total. The 2-2 tapped over the netting foul onto the concourse behind home. Count remains the same. Very little wind right now, though it has been breezy at times during the early evening. Still plenty of sunshine, though the lights are on all the way around here. Of course, great to see all the scouts out here with us, the Boy Scouts, the Girl Scouts, the Cub Scouts. They paraded before the beginning of the game, I should say. As the 2-2 comes in, Vadol flies this one toward the line country. Kia corner in right. Washington over into foul ground, makes the catch. Perks will tag from second. He'll make third easily. So a foul fly to right is the first out in the bottom of the fourth inning. We'll check out the Major League portion of the Ramada Out-of-Town scoreboard. Pittsburgh Pirates hosting the Philadelphia Phillies tonight. No score atop the third inning there. Meanwhile, the Cardinals leading the Nationals 1-0, top of the third. Nolan Arenado with a solo homer for the Cards. Brewers lead the Red Sox 9-4. They're in the bottom of the ninth at Fenway. Boston will need a comeback. Colin Adams in the right-handed box. Infield up all the way around with a runner on third, one out. And here's a long fly ball to left. Gonzalez Acosta to the warning track at the wall. He leaps and makes the catch as he runs into the wall. Tagging from third is Perks. He'll score on the sacrifice fly. And, well, Colin Adams is at second. And he wants to make sure what happened. Looked like Gonzalez Acosta made the catch. And it is an out. Can't blame Colin. He was wondering if it was a double. But it is a sacrifice fly instead for the Spikes catcher. Perks scoring the first state college run makes it a 2-1 game. That'll bring Ryan Chesney to the plate. Left fielder 0-for-1 with a strikeout. Family is here. The cell phones are out. You hear the yells. By the way, they are all wearing pink as well. They got the memo coming in. And the pitch to Chesney called strike on the outer edge. Kearney, New Jersey native, so it is a trip, but it's a trip that can be made quite easily. 0-1, here's the pitch. And Chesney golfs this one toward left field. Gonzalez Acosta there on it, however, has a bead, makes the grab. Inning is over, but the Spikes are on the board here in the bottom of the fourth. A run on a hit. Nobody left. And Ellie, you're on Paint the Park Pink Night, presented by our friends here on the Spikes Radio Network, presented by our friends at Penn State Sports Medicine, the official healthcare provider of Penn State Athletics.
Let's go, Spikes. College Township is proud to be the home of the Spikes. Before or after the game, be sure to check out all that College Township has to offer, from Millbrook Marsh and Spring Creek Park to Mount Nittany and the Village of Lamont. Shop and dine in one of our many fine establishments, and remember to visit us online at collegetownship.org for all things College Township. Now, batter up.
As a big supporter of the State College Spikes, Geisinger will help you swing for the fences, too. Whether you want to hit home runs, hike through the hills, or just feel healthier. As one of America's top healthcare innovators, our doctors and healthcare professionals are leading the way to solving Pennsylvania's biggest challenges and helping all of us live life to the fullest. Families have depended on us for generations, and we've been part of the community for decades. We understand that life sometimes throws unexpected curveballs. That's why everything we do is designed to provide you with exceptional, innovative care. People come to Geisinger from all over the nation, even the world, and you can take advantage of our world-class services right here in your backyard. Learn how we're rethinking healthcare and helping Pennsylvania thrive at geisinger.org.
Into the fifth inning. J.D. Daniels back on the mound for the Spikes. Mahoning Valley still leading, but it is now a 2-1 game. As it'll be the 9-1 and 2 hitters due up for the Scrappers. Jarficker Parker, Abimael Gonzalez Acosta, and Tom Bucco. Daniels the righty facing Parker, who singled and scored in the third. And the pitch, breaking ball low. 1-0 the count. Gobble. Of laying down a bunt, trying for a hit. He did so last weekend against the Spikes in the opening series of the second half. Breaking ball, called strike on the inside corner. It's 1-1. And right now, State College at 4-4 in the second half. The record's reset to determine the second half champion. As the 1-1 fades in, called strike on the inside corner. It's 1-2 the count. And Spikes, of course, won their last eight games of the first half to finish 20-18. Tied for second in that half. Here's a grounder on to third. Scooped up by Guile. Throw across the diamond in time. Parker retired on the 5-3 ground out. One down, top of the fifth. Spikes currently two games back of the lead. Williamsport at 5-1 entering the night. And Crosscutters still maintaining a 6-1 lead on the Thunder in the bottom of the fifth inning in Trenton. West Virginia right now in second place. They're a game back. They're at 5-3. Now, you may ask what would happen if West Virginia, they already won the first half. What happens if they win the second half? Well, there is still an MLB Draft League championship game, but it'll be the second place finisher in the second half that'll qualify for that other spot. First pitch strike to Abimael Gonzalez-Acosta. He is the McDonald strikeout guy, but he is not K'd yet. He was hit by a pitch in the first inning, bunted into a fielder's choice in the third. Takes a ball inside, 1-1. Daniels out of the stretch, and the pitch. Fastball down and in, 2 balls and a strike. J.D. with 2 strikeouts thus far tonight. He has given up 5 hits to this point. He has hit 2 batters, but he's not walked any, and that's a nice bounce back for him after 6 walks in his first start with the spikes. Breaking ball swung on and missed. 2-2 the count, and Daniels a pitch away from delighting this huge crowd. Giving them all a free Big Mac with any purchase with their game ticket at participating McDonald's starting tomorrow at lunchtime. Here's the 2-2. Grounder down the third baseline. Nice play by Guile, backhanding it on an E. Springs and throws to first in time. 2 down. Delighted. Not really. Delighted is not really the word, but it's always interesting to hear the groans whenever the ball is put into play. And that was made. It was a nice play by Guile, but a certain section of the crowd here definitely does, especially when there's 2 strikes on the batter and the ball is put in play, they're a bit miffed. Don Bucco is 1-for-2. He struck out in the first inning, singled, and stole a base in the third. Owen won the count. Bucco, the only true left-handed hitter on this Scrappers roster. Taj Porter, a switch hitter, has been batting as a lefty so far tonight with a righty Daniels on the mound. Breaking ball and a called strike on the outer edge. 0-2 to Bucco. Infield pretty much straight on. Guile off the line at third with a lefty at the plate. Outfield subtly shifted to the right. The 0-2. Bouncer to the left side. Off. Hops over the mitt of Guile. Took a sharp hop over that mitt. And Bucco is aboard. Well, sharply hit ball. If it were up to me, I'd call it a base hit. So a 2-out single for Bucco is what it'll be. Gonzalez 0-for-2. I think that last little hopping over the mitt. Quick throw to first, diving back in is Bucco. Guile also going to his left. So that's the 6th hit of the night for the Scrappers. But again, a base runner with 2 outs already. So Daniels, he'll throw to first. J.D. can focus on the batter if he wishes, but he is definitely going to pay attention to Bucco leading off of first. Tom Bucco 1-4-5 on this MLB Draft League season. Daniels sets. And the first pitch homeward. Pitch out play. Throw to first from Adams, the catcher. But again, Bucco is back. We saw Kenny Piper throw out 5 guys on the bases last year with pickoff throws to first and to second. 1-0 the count. That's how he made a name for himself. Got that deal with the big league team. Tampa Bay Rays in this instance. Drafted by the Rays last year. Breaking ball for a called strike on the inside corner to Gonzalez. 1-1 the count. 2-1, Mahoning Valley leading State College. Third game of a 4-game series. Spikes have won the opening 2 contests of this set. And a quick throw to first. And again, diving back in is Bucco. This is the last 4-game series of the year for the Spikes. There'll be 3-game series the rest of the second half. It's their second 4-game series overall. Remember, the opening set against Williamsport alternated sites, but it was 4 straight games between the 2 clubs. Breaking ball and a called strike in the inside corner, 1-2. Of course, the Crosscutters are back in town Thursday, August 4th. That'll be the next home game following the conclusion of this homestand tomorrow. And that will be a day game as well. 12:05, the Super Splash Day activities returning. 1-2, breaking ball, tails low and away. 2-2 to Gonzalez. Mahoning Valley will, after this series, next return to State College August 30th through September the 1st. And September 1st, of course, looms large as a date here in Happy Valley for other reasons as well. 2-2. Fly ball slicing to right. Taylor going back on it. Trent reaches out the mitt, makes the catch, and the inning is over. No runs, a hit, one runner left on base. We are halfway home here at Medler Field tonight. Good friends of Mountain Any Health. By the way, the jersey off the back auction continuing now on the Live Source app. Bidding will end at the conclusion of the sixth inning, so almost all the way to the seventh. And, of course, you can get those bids in now. I'm sure many of you monitoring that jersey off the back auction, those pink and black jerseys Spikes are wearing on the Live Source app. 2-1 Mahoning Valley leading State College here on the Spikes Radio Network, presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official healthcare provider of Penn State Athletics.
Taparilla Furniture, always the best seat in the house. Maybe that's because we're Center County's oldest locally owned furniture store. We've been your source for stylish, on-trend home furnishings since 1952. Always the name brands and quality you can trust. Always the best room makeovers and in-home design team. Always the best finance offers. And always the best price every day. Guaranteed. Caparilla Furniture in Bellefonte. Always the best seat in the house. Play ball.
Hit a home run at your summer events by stopping at Nittany Beverage. The staff at Nittany Beverage will help you get your cooler filled with all the beverages you'll need this summer. From Miller Lite, Coors Light, and Pabst Blue Ribbon, to a wide selection of craft brews and imports, including Reds, Sam Adams, Yards, Blue Moon, and Line & Kugel's Summer Shandy. Plus, with Nittany Beverage's convenient drive-up service, you can get everything you need paid for, all without leaving your car. So hit a home run this summer with one stop at Nittany Beverage, 139 North Patterson Street in State College, or on the web at nittanybeverage.com.
Pennsylvanians are creating their own soundtrack. Thanks to PA Lottery Scratch-Offs, excitement's back. Pennies, nickels, dimes, or quarters, no matter your choice, scratching's always in order. With big top prizes and second chance drawings, thrills await. They're out there calling if it's excitement you seek. And you're looking for action? Play the PA Lottery. And keep on scratching. Must be 18 or older. Please play responsibly. Benefits older Pennsylvanians every day.
Bottom half of the fifth inning here at Medler Field at Lebrano Park. Paint the Park Pink Night, presented by Mount Nittany Health. Spikes trailing 2-1. DeAndre Shelton, Dawson Bailey, Trent Taylor, 9-1 and 2 batters due up. First pitch to Shelton, a strike over the outer edge. Isaac Olson, the right-hander, back on pitches thus far. 45 of them for strikes. There's a little bit of stirring in the Mahoning Valley pen, but nobody warming up in earnest. Pitch down and in for a ball, 1-1. And now some right-handed action. Just starting, not really action, just sort of tossing the ball around in the Spikes bullpen. Of course, J.D. Daniels, the right-hander, as this one bounced foul down the first baseline. 1-2 now the count. Shelton had taken a ball on the previous pitch. Daniels now at 78 pitches, 48 for strikes. He will likely be able to go another inning if needed, but Mike O is going to be the next man in, and he's starting to toss right now. One ball and two strikes to Shelton, fouled out to the third baseman Porter in the third. The 1-2. Fastball misses low. Two balls, two strikes. More scores in the Ramada out-of-town scoreboard in the big leagues. The Mets and the Marlins meeting at Citi Field. It's 2-0 New York in the top of the eighth. Reds lead the Orioles 4-2, bottom of the fourth in a rematch of the 1970 World Series. Here's the 2-2, clipped foul at the plate. Shelton stays alive. Mariners lead the Astros 3-0, middle of the third inning. Cardinals and Nationals now tied at one. Nats have knotted it up in the bottom of the third on Victor Robles' solo homer. Robles, of course, played here at Medler Field at Lebrano Park recently. He was on rehab assignment at the time with the Auburn Double Days when they were a Washington Nationals affiliate. He played here in 2018. There's a bouncer foul, first base side, 2-2. Twins and Padres tied at one, top of the fourth in San Diego. Of course, Luke Voit, former Spike, 2020 MLB home run champion with a dinger for the Padres last night. Phillies and Pirates still scoreless. They're now in the top of the fourth. Matt Vierling at the plate now for the Phils. Breaking ball down and in. 3-2 to Shelton. Matt's younger brother Mark was with the Spikes last University of Missouri, and so far the Tigers have been a consistent pipeline of the Spikes over the first 2 years of the tenure in the MLB Draft League. The A's lead the White Sox 2-0 middle of the fourth, and here's a liner over the head of Olsen and into center field, a base hit. Threw his hands up more defensively than anything, but the ball launched right past them, and Shelton has the Spikes' second hit as a team, a leadoff single. This is how State College got on the board last inning. On that occasion, Perks beat out an infield single, stole second, advanced to third on a flyout, advanced home on a sacrifice fly. So the Spikes playing a little small ball here. Dawson Bailey will step in. Bailey reached on an error in the first, stole a base in that inning as well, hit by a pitch in the third. He was stranded at second. Shelton leading off first. Fogle holding him on as Olsen goes to the stretch and the pitch. That is fouled off the mitt of Arounds, the catcher, to the bricks, 0-1. Braves lead the Diamondbacks 3-0, going to the bottom of the third in Cobb County. Dodgers and Rockies scoreless top of the first. By the way, they've gone final in Boston. Brewers defeated the Red Sox 9-4. Other action earlier today, the Rays over the Guardians 6-4. Yankees defeat the Royals 8-2. And the Blue Jays top the Tigers 5-3. Here's the set and the 0-1. That's fouled back to the bricks straight off the bat. 0-2, and it bounces all the way back out to Taj Porter at third. He'll scoop up the baseball. That will be out of play, and that will probably be out of action for a while. John Beamer will chase that ball down. Porter a little off to the left, tossing it at the dugout. 0-2 the count. Later on tonight, Cubs and Giants at 9:05. The Angels hosting the Rangers at 9:07. The Ramada Out-of-Town Scoreboard is brought to you by the Ramada Conference, State College Conference Center, located on South Atherton Street in State College. The Ramada State College Conference Center, the official host hotel of the State College Spikes. And the pitch up and in for a ball, 1-2. Aaron Judge, by the way, in that Yankee win, his 200th career home run this season. Also, Tim Anderson suspended 3 games. The White Sox shortstop for making contact with an umpire. That suspension is on appeal. 1-2, quick throw to first, diving back in Shelton, and he makes it. Now Fogle holds up the baseball, thinking he may have got the tag there in time, but he did not. By the way, Tamara Walcott with a World Raw Powerlifting Federation record, 639 pounds she deadlifted. I can lift up this chair. That might be it. 2-2. Only 9 months after her last record, 636 pounds. 2-2. DeAndre Shelton leading off first. 2-1, Mahoning Valley leading State College at this point. Shelton takes off, soft liner to second, taken on a bounce by Parker, throw to first, just in time to get Bailey. That went off the handle of the bat, 6-3 on the putout, but because Shelton was in motion, he's able to make second safely. And with one down, here's Trent Taylor, who has walked twice in this game. Taylor's played all over the place at UCF. He's played all over the place here in Happy Valley, but he's in right field tonight, and that's actually, that was his most frequent position in the collegiate season for the Knights this spring. And Taylor windmills the bat in the right-handed box. Olsen comes set. His 83rd pitch of the night. Breaking ball in tight. Caught, won the count. That was actually his 84th pitch. 53 of them have been for strikes. Just a buzz all around the ballpark tonight. 2-1 count. Throw to second. A pickoff attempt. That was way offline. DePasquale had to come off the bag. Make sure that didn't sail into center field. It was missing to the right. And Shelton makes it back with no tag attempt. DePasquale did try to feint him a little bit. As he retrieved the baseball, he sort of trotted off to center as if the ball had got away. But DeAndre was not fooled. Olsen with the 0-1. That is a tapper off the plate, up the middle, taken by the shortstop. Parker throw to first, not in time. Trent Taylor beats it out. Shelton moves to third on the play. The hustle of the spikes, it produced a run in the fourth inning. Could very well produce another here in the fifth. And again, this is the sort of team that does not give up. We saw them two nights ago trailing 7-1 in the fourth inning. They stuck with it. They end up winning that game. Last night, a 6-3 victory. And again, hustle, opportunistic offense. And now first and third, one out. In that victory last night, Nick Guile was a key contributor. He plated two runs to break a 3-3 tie in the seventh. He has fouled out twice tonight, once the third, once behind the plate to the catcher, Arouse. Throw to first, diving back in is Taylor. Shelton waiting to see if the ball got away from Fogle. 2-1 Mahoning Valley, bottom of the fifth. Scrappers have doubled up the spikes in the hit column, 6-3. There's one out here, so Spikes with a big chance. Olsen sets. The pitch. There goes Taylor. It's a liner to center field. Drops in for a base hit. Shelton will score. Taylor headed for third. The throw from center not in time. To feint and get Taylor to try to bolt home, but Trent no fool either. Game-tying RBI single for Nick Guile. 2-2 here in the bottom of the fifth. And it's these middle innings where the Spikes bats have really activated in this set. And now Ron Mahay, the pitching coach and man acting as the head of the Scrappers in Homer Bush's absence. Homer taking part in Old Timers Day activities at Yankee Stadium. He will be back with the team soon. And Ron Mahay is going to make the signal for the Mahoning Valley reliever and will have the identity of the new Scrappers pitcher, as well as the rest of this fifth inning when we come back. Spikes have tied it up at two, still threatening with runners on first and third and one out. Back with more after this on the Spikes Radio Network, presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official healthcare provider of Penn State Athletics.
I was probably in junior high. I really liked fixing things, and I still do, and the orthopedics allows us to do that.
From a childhood dream to becoming one of the top orthopedic surgeons at Penn State Sports Medicine, Dr. Paul Scherbondi shares his journey.
I found over the years that I've become more of what I would call the family team orthopedic doctor. I do a lot of intergenerational care. I take care of grandma, dad. Dad may have a torn rotator cuff. Grandma needs a total knee. And then I'll see junior with a broken arm. To have the ability to take care of families is very rewarding. And to have a grandma bring their grandchild in to see you is an endorsement of your skills as a physician.
Penn State Sports Medicine is welcoming new patients of any age or activity level. Call 814-865-3566 for an appointment.
Alan Carter, the new right-hander on the mound for Mahoning Valley here in the bottom of the fifth. Looking to break that tie. It'll be runners on first and third, one out. Isaac Olsen went 4 1/3 innings. Two runs against him so far. He's responsible for the runners on base as well. Four hits against him, three of them here in the fifth. He had walked two batters, hit a batter, struck out four, 86 pitches, 55 of them for strikes. for Olsen. And now here is Carter. And Alan Carter is making his 11th appearance overall this year. His third appearance of the second half. Overall, the ERA of 3.06, but he is not allowed to run here in the second half of the season. So far, three innings, one hold, one walk, three strikeouts, and he hasn't allowed a hit either in three innings for the year. Carter's 17 and two-thirds innings, 11 runs against him, six earned on 12 hits, 27 strikeouts to 13 walks, but only a 190 opponent's batting average here in the first and second halves combined. Carter out of Lee University, a native of Suwanee, Georgia, 6'3", 200 pounds. He is 24 years of age. He'll face Brock Reller with runners on first and third and one out. Of course, the jersey off the back auction taking place on the Live Source app. It'll continue till the end of the sixth inning, and that's when the bids will cut off. And meanwhile, the 1,000 fans tonight did get their pink drawstring bags thanks to Mount Nittany Health as well. And we've got fireworks from the field once again, second consecutive night for those here on a fireworks weekend. Those presented by Mount Nittany Health also. And Kids Run the Bases presented by Mount Nittany Health as well. And we were joined earlier tonight by Angelique Saigan, a breast care navigator, oncology patient navigator at Mount Nittany Health. She joined us on Spikes Live presented by Mount Nittany Health prior to the game. And, of course, Dr. Allison Yingling joined us here in the booth as well earlier tonight. We are so thankful for their support. It's great to have Mount Nittany Health back here. The annual Paint the Park Pink Night. We were able to do it in another version last year. It was a little scaled down, of course, but back in full force things in and around Happy Valley. Brock Reller is 0 for 2 with a pair of strikeouts tonight, facing Carter now. Carter, by the way, did face the Spikes last weekend, pitching a scoreless inning at Eastwood Field. Starts Reller off with a strike over the outer edge, 0-1. In that inning of work, he did allow one walk, but forced a double play and a pop-up to the right side to the second baseman. By the way, that walk was against Reller. 0-1. That one through the wickets of Adams all the way to the backstop. And coming in to score is Trent Taylor to make it 3-2 State College. The wild pitch, I believe. That's going to be a pass ball. Pass ball is the call. Kyle up to second on the play. The Spikes are out in front. Well, that pass ball will, for the time being, render that run unearned against Olsen. Reller still at the plate, 1-1 the count. Carter will lean in for the sign from Arouse. Spikes have been out hit 6-4, but now leading 3-2 in the common counts. A crooked number here in the bottom of the fifth, and they're not done. Here's the 1-1. Swing and a miss. 1-2 to Reller. Carter again leans in. The 1-2 bounces over Arouse, and that will be a wild pitch going up to the screen. Big turn at third by Guile, but it'll hold there. So things going a bit awry for the Scrappers battery here in the bottom of the fifth. Carter newly entered into the game. Meanwhile, Mike O is warming up in earnest in the State College bullpen, so he'll likely get the ball in the sixth. J.D. Daniels now in a great position, and that's what the Spikes have been able to do. They've trailed against Mahoning Valley. Pitching's kept them in it, though, and then the bats have come alive. The 2-2, high and away for ball 3-2. Might be more precise to say tonight the legs have come alive for the Spikes. Infield singles hustled for by Perks and Taylor have been key to this comeback. And taking extra bases as well, being aggressive on the base paths. 3-2 to Reller. Clipped foul in and out of the middle of a rouse. That might have hit him in the chest protector, actually. And the count is full. Our vantage point behind home plate here. Of course, we know many of you are looking on via the MLB Draft League's official stream powered by Pixelot. It's available at each one of the MLB Draft League's ballparks, Medler Field and Lebrano Park being one of them. We hope you're enjoying the action today. We hope you enjoy seeing all the pink out here tonight for Paint the Park Pink. I encourage you to join the fight against breast cancer with us. 3-2, breaking ball low. That's ball four, and the walk puts runners on the corners. Still one out here in the bottom of the fifth, and Brody Perks back up to the plate. He's 1-for-2, flied out to left field in the first, but then hustled out that infield single in the fourth inning, stole a base, and scored. And again, taking extra bases. He tagged up, went to third on a fly out, and that enabled Colin Adams to drive him in with a sacrifice fly, and Abimael Gonzalez-Acosta had to make a great play in left field to make sure that was a sacrifice fly instead of another extra base hit for the big man out of LIU. But Perks the man at the plate. Shortstop out of Eastern Arizona. Reller at first, Guile at third, the pitch onward, low and away, and Rouse has to backhand that one, make sure it doesn't go to the backstop, or go to the bricks, I should say, and see the brick backstop here at Medler Field of Lebrano Park. And, of course, the dimensions here match those of PNC Park in Pittsburgh. 325 down the line, 410 to left center, the deepest part, 399 to dead center. The high fastball swung on and missed. 1-1 the count, 94 on that fastball. 375 to right center, 320 to right. Now, their difference is it's a 7-foot-high wall in front of the Pepsi Picnic Pavilion, 8-foot-high the rest of the way around. And in right field at PNC Park, the wall is 21 feet high in honor of the great Hall of Famer Roberto Clemente. 1-1, breaking ball missed inside, 2-1. Here at Medler Field at Lebrano Park, right field wall 18.55 feet high. That's because Medler Field at Lebrano Park sits on the campus of Penn State University, which was founded in 1855. Brody Perks rests the bat on the right shoulder. And the 2-1. Called strike just above the knees, 2-2. Super fans are back here. And they're joined by a lot of friends here at the ballpark tonight. So great to see each and every person here decked out in their pink. Happy Valley loves their spikes, and they show it night after night. Showed it through the Save Our Spikes campaign from 2019 to 20. Here's a grounder up the middle, taken in by Parker. Flips to second for one on the first in time. It'll be a double play. Got Perks by less than a step, but it goes 6-4-3. First double play turned by the Scrappers this evening. However, the Spikes score two runs on three hits. They leave one. End of five here at Medler Field, Lebrano Park. It's the Spikes out in front, 3-2 on the Spikes Radio Network, presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official healthcare provider of Penn State Athletics.
The reason I got into me to understand what health is, a combination of physical, mental, emotional, and social well-being. The role of family, community, and society in one's health is also something that always interests me.
At Penn State Health Medical Group, family medicine doctor Madhvi Singh tells of teaching, caring for, and learning from her patients.
What brought me to Penn State Health is, apart from caring patients, I have an opportunity to be able to teach medical students and residents, watching the students see every intricate part of health. I love taking care of my patients. They inspire me. They are always very kind to me, and it gives me an opportunity to learn from them.
Penn State Health Medical Group offers family medicine at four convenient locations in State College. Call 814-235-2480 to make an appointment.
Let's go, Spikes! College Township is proud to be the home of the Spikes. Before or after the game, be sure to check out all that College Township has to offer, from Millbrook Marsh and Spring Creek Park to Mount Nittany and the Village of Lamont. Shop and dine in one of our many fine establishments, and remember to visit us online at collegetownship.org for all things College Township. Now, batter up.
Into the sixth inning here at Medler Field at Lebrano Park. J.D. Daniels back on the mound for the Spikes. We saw Mike go warming up, but not needed just yet. Daniels with 78 pitches so far, 48 of them for strikes. Ron Washington, Adam Fogle, and Taj Porter, 4-5-6 hitters due up. Grounder left side, and an in-between ball slips into left field. Guile trying to come to his left. Perks was poised behind him, but the ball had eyes. That will be an error, actually. It wasn't just the ball that had eyes there. So Washington is aboard. It'll be the second error of the night for the Spikes. That'll bring Adam Flees 1-for-2. Grounded out to short in the second. Singled and then was caught stealing in the fourth inning. I've heard a lot of coaches talk about young players. And sometimes they say you want to limit the extra outs you give in an inning. It'll be E5, a fielding error on Guile. But you can't expect it to be a perfect night every night. If you can limit it to maybe two or three extra outs with guys at this level, you'll still be successful. 0-1 to Fogle. Swung out of his shoes a bit there. Fogle, 6'5", 215 pounds. As Washington leads off first. Daniels, quick snap throw to first. That all applies to the tag, but Washington back quickly. Frederick is still leading West Virginia, but it's now 7-5 in favor of the Keys in the bottom of the fifth. Trenton starting to inch back against Williamsport as well. Crosscutters up 6-3, top of the seventh. It was a five-run lead for the Cutters. 0-1, swing and a miss on the breaking ball, 0-2. 3-2 Spikes here in the top of the sixth inning. J.D. Daniels now pitching with the lead for the first time tonight. Scrappers have out-hit the Spikes 6-4. A look to first. Set at the belt. Daniels delivers. That is popped up. Foul territory, first base side, but that'll reach the seats. And it's 0-2. Plenty of folks enjoying a frosty beverage. And, of course, tomorrow, half-price hard seltzers from 3 to 5 p.m. as part of Sunday Fun Day here at the ballpark. And on Thursday, we're playing, of course, a 12:05 p.m. game against the Williamsport Crosscutters. Super Splash Day returns to the ballpark. Geisinger Kids Zone turning into the Splash Zone. But not only that, it will still be a Thirsty Thursday. $2 16-ounce select drafts, $4 16-ounce craft drafts from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. 0-2. Breaking ball in tight. Can enjoy a long lunch with us at the ballpark this coming Thursday with Super Splash Day. And, of course, tomorrow's game, a 4:05 game, so that qualifies it as a day game as well. The cutoff of day versus night officially is 5 p.m. The 1-2, that's fisted foul, first base side, tumbles into the camera well on the first base side, and it's still 1-2. Well, that has to be officially laid down. You see the splits, day games versus night games, and it really comes from the earliest days of baseball where there were no lights at baseball fields. So 5 o'clock probably in most spots was the latest you could play and try to get a complete game in, so that's why it became the delineating line. 1-2, check swing, did he go? Appeal to first, Brad Reedy says he did. Strike three, and Fogle is the third strikeout victim of the night for J.D. Daniels. It's brought to you by Mount Nittany Health. Did you know that Mount Nittany Health provides comprehensive care for patients with a cancer diagnosis? Screening, diagnosis, treatments, and more are all available close to home. We're proud to have earned the designation of a comprehensive community cancer center from the Commission on Cancer. Visit MountNittany.org to learn more. Taj Porter now up with a runner on first and one down. Switch hitting third baseman, batting as a lefty for the third time. He is 0-for-1 with a fly out to right. He's also been hit by a pitch. Glanced off the right arm in the fourth. Throw to first, and Washington dives back in. Again, 3-2 in favor of the Spikes here in the top of the sixth inning. The pitch. That is low. One ball, no strikes. Fastball in the dirt. Spikes wearing those pink and black jerseys. Mostly black with the pink pinstripes, the pink and black accents on the logo on the front, the numerals, white stripes mixed in as well. On the back, outlining the pink numerals. No, and those jerseys up for bids right now on the LiveSource app. And by the way, the proceeds from the jersey off the back auction for those pink and black jerseys go to the Mount Nittany Health Foundation. And through that, the great work done by the Breast Care Center at Mount Nittany Health and what great care they provide throughout each stage. Breaking ball down and in. 3-0 the count. Of course, we talk about joining in the fight. It's touched so many of our lives. We know people. Certainly, I know people. Steve knows people who've gone through this. And the bigger our team in this fight, the more success we'll have. 3-0. Taken for a strike just above the knees. 3-1. That's what nights like these are all about. And that's why it's so encouraging to see what will end up being one of the biggest crowds of the season here at the ballpark on this very special night. We're thankful to live in a community here in Happy Valley, not just State College, but all the surrounding areas that bring such support to causes like these throughout the year. You know, that's what being here at the ballpark is, a great time. We have great entertainment. We watch future major leaguers out on the field, but it's also about being a meeting place, a gathering place for our community to come together, and a lot of pride here in Happy Valley. And the 3-2 breaking ball, and hits Porter on the right leg. Well, came inside on the third baseman. Second time he has been hit. That's the third hit batsman for J.D. Daniels. He has not walked a batter as of yet. And Porter, well, might have been a fastball, actually. It was moving, but it hit him on the, appeared on the right thigh. Taj will head down to first. That does sting. In terms of impact, yes, a 100-mile-an-hour fastball comes in much faster, but even in at 85, it'll sting. It'll sting. And Dave Tremblay's coming out of the first base dugout. And J.D. Daniels, 5 1/3 strong innings, but he'll now give way to Mike O for the Spikes currently. State College leading 3-2. It'll be first and second with one out from Mahoning Valley. As O enters the ballgame, we'll have his numbers and the rest of the sixth inning, for you here this evening on the Spikes Radio Network, presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official healthcare provider of Penn State Athletics.
Sunday afternoon, join the State College Spikes for Still Strong Night at Medler Field. Game time is 4:05 p.m. against Mahoning Valley, and you can meet and greet blue and white great Devin Still. Plus, we'll raise funds and awareness for the Still Strong Foundation. And it's a Sunday fun day with a pregame catch on the field, postgame Kids Run the Bases Home Run Edition, presented by Mount Nittany Health, and much more. For tickets, call 814-272-1711 or buy and download at statecollegespikes.com.
Pitch would have scored. Yeah. Into the top of the sixth inning, or in the midst of the top of the sixth inning, and Mike O out on the mound. The righty out of Charlotte is making his third appearance for the Spikes. A 1-0 record, a 0 ERA. Both runs he allowed were unearned. Three hits against him over six innings. He has struck out eight batters. He has walked none. A 136 opponent's batting average last time out. O came on, tossed the last four innings on Tuesday night here at Medler Field, LeBron O Park, giving up those two unearned runs, but only yielding one hit, five strikeouts in that one. And in his very first outing for the Spikes last weekend, in fact, last Saturday at Eastwood Field, he went two scoreless innings in relief, allowing two hits, striking out three batters to pick up the victory in his Spikes debut. So he is on, first time he's on with runners on base. First and second, one out here on the top of the sixth inning. J.D. Daniels, a great bounce-back effort. 5 1/3 innings. He allowed 6 hits, but so far only 1 run against him. It is earned. He is responsible for the runners on base, though an error earlier in the frame may play a factor in earned runs, if there are any. Daniels did not walk a batter one outing after yielding 6, but struck out 3 as well. 91 pitches, 56 for strikes, and now it'll be Mike O to face Alex Arauz, the Mahoning Valley catcher, 1 for 2 with a fly out to center field and a single to his credit tonight. 3-2 lead for the Spikes here on the top of the 6th inning. Joe Putnam, Steve Jones along with you here at Medler Field at LeBron O Park on Paint the Park Pink Night, presented by Mount Nittany Health. Middle infield at double play depth. Spikes have turned 1 double play already tonight, a 6-4-3 effort in the first inning. Oh, out of the stretch, delivers. Breaking ball snapped in, but high. Ball 1. Came in at 75 miles an hour. Corners are playing back for the Spikes. Arauz, not a huge bunting threat. I'd say he hasn't dropped one down this year, but that's almost a given. In fact, he has not put a bunt down this year. The 1-0, high and away. Ball 2. Also, the fact there's 1 out already in the inning plays a part. Ron Mahay running the club temporarily while Homer Bush participates in Yankees Old Timers Day festivities. Vic Butler coaching at third. Craig Antisch coaching at first for the Scrappers. And here's the 1-1. That's clipped foul at the plate. That actually went off the foot of Arauz as well. He jumped to a bit of pain after the foul tip off the foot. 1-2. Ron Washington at second after reaching on an error. Taj Porter was hit by the pitch. He is at first. Chance for the Spikes to double up here. The 1-2 tapped onto the right side. Charging in is Madol. He will toss to O coming over to cover at the bag. Runners will move to second and third. Almost a swinging bunt to the right side. It's a 3-1 putout. But there are now 2 outs here in the top of the 6th, and Parker DePasquale, the batter for Mahoning Valley. DePasquale, 1 for 2. He singled in the 3rd inning. Was a reporter's choice of his own to end the top of the 4th. 3-2 Spikes. 2 runs in the 3rd for Mahoning Valley. For State College, 1 in the 4th, 2 in the 5th. We are in the top of the 6th. Mike O sets at the midsection. And the righty delivers. Breaking ball in tight. 1-0. Mike, by the way, a native of Northbrook, Illinois, suburb of Chicago. And talking to him earlier this year, he really likes it here in Happy Valley. He's got actual hills to look at. In fact, Mount Nittany looming behind him right now. The 1-0. Fastball down and away. 2-0 the count. And the Nittany Mountains on down. We have encountered sundown here, but still the last vestiges of the sunlight above us here. Can still see some blue in the skies, although the lights of the ballpark are the source of sight right now. O comes set. The 2-0. Breaking ball lifted foul. First base side. It's 2-1. And of course, we had pink on the palette of colors in the skies above us for sundown all this week. Tonight, no different. Maybe it was all in anticipation of Paint the Park Pink Night. 2-0. Tomorrow, still strong night here at the ballpark. 4:05 game time. And the 2-1 swung on and missed. DePasquale chased it away. 2-2. Also, Sunday fun day at the ballpark. It's our first 4:05 Sunday game of the year. Of course, the normal Sunday game time, 4:05, but our initial Sunday home game was on the 3rd of July. We had fireworks, so not till the end of July do we have the Sunday 4:05 game. It's a 2-2 breaking ball called strike 3 on the inside corner, and Mike O comes right in. and retires back-to-back hitters to get the spikes out of the sixth. That strikeout brought to you by Mount Nittany Health. Looking to be part of an all-star team that has an impact in our community? Visit mountnittany.org/career. Information about working with Mount Nittany Health's five-star professionals. No runs, no hits, one error, two runners left on base. Five and a half gone here at Medler Field at Leblano Park. 3-2 State College on the Spikes Radio Network, presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official healthcare provider of Penn State Athletics.
I was probably in junior high. I really liked fixing things, and I still do, and the orthopedics allows us to do that.
From a childhood dream to becoming one of the top orthopedic surgeons at Penn State Sports Medicine, Dr. Paul Schirbondi shares his journey.
I found over the years that I've become more of what I would call the family team orthopedic doctor. I do a lot of intergenerational care. I take care of grandma, dad. Dad may have a torn rotator cuff. Grandma needs a total knee. And then I'll see junior with a broken arm. To have the ability to take care of families is very rewarding. And to have a grandma bring their grandchild in to see you is an endorsement of your skills as a physician.
Penn State Sports Medicine is welcoming new patients of any age or activity level. Call 814-865-3566 for an appointment.
Envisioning the landscape you always wanted can be a difficult task. The team of professionals at Green Horizon Landscape are here to assist you from beginning to end. Green Horizon Landscape will make your vision a reality. Please visit our website at greenhorizonlandscape.com and learn about the wide range of services we can provide, or call 814-466-2281. That's 814-466-2281 for your free estimate, and make your vision reality with Green Horizon Landscape.
Into the bottom of the sixth inning, and the Spikes Radio Network is presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official healthcare provider of Penn State Athletics. Penn State Sports Medicine is now welcoming new patients. Call 814-865-3566. 6-7-8 batters due up for the Spikes here in the bottom of the sixth. Josh Nee, starting with Madole, 0-for-2 in the game, a ground out to short in the second. A fly out to right field in the fourth. It was in foul territory. And Madole takes a strike, 0-1. Fireworks from the field after tonight's game. Here's the 0-1. Tapper foul at the plate, 0-2. Of course, three more fireworks from the field displays coming up. August 20th, August 27th, both of those Saturday nights. And then Sunday, it'll be a 6:35 game to finish the year on September the 4th. That's Sunday, September 4th, with the last fireworks show presented by Starfire Corporation, the official provider of all the Spikes fireworks shows, including the fireworks from the field, last five spectaculars of this season. The pitch foul to the left side. 0-2, the count to Madole. He's all ready to go as third baseman Porter, though, has to return to his position after sliding at the track and attempting to get after that foul ball. 0-2 the count. 3-2 Spikes here in the bottom of the sixth inning. And by the way, J.D. Daniels with one run against him in five and a third innings. He is the pitcher of record in this one. Fastball outside, 1-2. So J.D. with a fine performance tonight. And great to see him come right back. Six walks, his first start of the year, none tonight. Got a little help from his friends, Mike O being one of them, on in relief. Oh, by the way, we'll take the seventh inning as well. On the 1-2 is sliced foul off the Geisinger Champions Club. Back down, ooh, to the crowd below. Fan in the fourth row behind the plate had a bead on it. Deflected off the hand, but you know what? His neighbors in the row behind him gave him the ball back. They knew he was going to make the play. The sun must have gotten his eyes. 1-2 the count. Here's the pitch. Up high for a ball, 2-2. Brooklyn Dodgers were playing the New York Yankees in the World Series in the 50s. Billy Lowe's was the pitcher. In 1952, and there was a ground ball up the middle that he mishandled. And he may have been half joking, but he said he'd lost it in the sun. And of course, it was later on in the afternoon. It wasn't really a factor, but that followed Billy Lowe's to the very end of his career. The 2-2, broken bat looper up the middle, taken on the backhand, but no play for Parker and Madole. It'll be a smoking line drive in the book as he reaches on the third infield single of the night for the Spikes. Talk about opportunistic, take what they give you. Spikes are definitely doing that. They've hustled out two infield singles. That one just cued in the right spot. That's the kind of hit for a hitter that's been in a slump that really will help them out. You get a blooper here, a blooper there, and then just line drives all over the place. Madole has come up with the line drives. Now he adds on the bloopers.
You're right. No, he's got, what, six hits now in his last, what, 14 at-bats?
Yes. So. Colin Adams at the plate takes a strike on the
I know you don't think I pay attention to the games, but.
0-1 to Adams. He struck out in the second inning and then drove in the Spikes' first run with a sacrifice fly all the way to the wall in left in the fourth.
Yes. It took a second for me to see if he caught it.
I think it took everybody. Colin was all the way to second. He was looking around to the umpires to see if he should stay there or not. Swing and a miss, 0-2.
I wouldn't have left.
Carter on for his second inning of work comes set. The pitch, that's upstairs for a ball. 94. Carter has great velocity. So far, he's faced three hitters. Bloop single by Madole on the infield.
Oh, the line drive, Joe.
Yes. 1-2. Bouncer back to the box. Carter takes it. Throw to second for one. Parker, the shortstop, on to first. It's a 1-6-3 double play. Credit to Alan Carter there. He's able to handle it effectively, and then he set himself to start the double play. That's the second one turned by the Scrappers. Both of them have been with Alan Carter on the mound. Two down in the bottom of the sixth, and here is Ryan Chesney, left fielder. He is 0 for 2, a strikeout and a flyout. Isaac Olson, the Mahoning Valley starter, his line finished. Three runs all earned on four hits, two walks, a hit batsman, four strikeouts and four and a third innings. He also the pitcher of record in the game for Mahoning Valley at this stage. Pitch outside for a called strike. Nick the corner. 0-1 to Ryan. And his family, by the way, his family, they did all get the memo. They are decked out in pink all the way around.
Yep.
0-1 the count. But, of course, they've been big supporters of the Spikes and know they listen into these broadcasts as well. Wherever they're at, the 0-1 over the outer edge for a strike, 0-2.
Yeah, I've got the critiques here. No, I'm just kidding. Just kidding.
By the way, it was interesting. J.D. Daniels, after his last start, came up to me and he said, the 0-2 swung on and missed strike three. Tag applied to finish the inning-ending strikeout, but JD said my mom was listening, and she wanted to thank you guys for all the nice things that you said about me, and I said there was a lot of nice things. We had a lot of nice things to say tonight, and all absolutely deserved because JD Daniels had a great performance on the mound.
He was flat-out terrific tonight. All right, let's not sugarcoat it. I thought JD Daniels was terrific tonight. My goodness.
And he is currently in a great position. Spikes with no runs, a hit, nobody left in the bottom of the sixth, but headed to the seventh. State College leads Mahoning Valley 3-2 on the Spikes Radio Network, presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official health care provider of Penn State Athletics.
Taparilla Furniture. Oh, because we're Center County's oldest locally owned furniture store. We've been your source for stylish, on-trend home furnishings since 1952. Always the name brands and quality you can trust. Always the best room makeovers and in-home design team. Always the best finance offers. And always the best price every day. Guaranteed. Taparilla Furniture in Bellefonte. Always the best seat in the house. Play ball.
As a big supporter of the State College Spikes, Geisinger will help you swing for the fences, too. Whether you want to hit home runs, hike through the hills, or just feel healthier. As one of America's top healthcare innovators, our doctors and healthcare professionals are leading the way to solving Pennsylvania's biggest challenges and helping all of us live life to the fullest.
Families have depended on us for generations, and we've been part of the community for decades. We understand that life sometimes throws unexpected curveballs. That's why everything we do is designed to provide you with exceptional, innovative care. People come to Geisinger from all over the nation, even the world, and you can take advantage of our world-class services right here in your backyard. Learn how we're rethinking healthcare and helping Pennsylvania thrive at geisinger.org.
Into the seventh inning here at Medler Field at Lebrano Park. State College leading Mahoning Valley 3-2. Mike O remains on the mound and always with us here in spirit, if not physically. But he's often here physically, too. Here's Steve Joe.
Take a fair out show tonight because I want to watch J.D. Daniels pitch. He was great.
Oh, yes.
I was also here for all the other ones this week, too.
That's right.
Oh, my goodness. All right, so Mike, oh, I think Mike's parents are here tonight. In the air to left, Chesney comes on, Ryan puts it away, one up and one down. As Dick Girardi would say, Parker is gone. The key tonight for J.D. Daniels is not the strikeout number, Joe.
Mm-hmm.
It is the walk number.
Yes.
First time gave up. He struck out three, but he walked six. I mean, because J.D. didn't do much. I mean, in terms of, like, damage against him, he gave up with four hits and 5 2/3. That's terrific.
Yes.
Okay? But it was the six walks. Tonight, zero.
Yes. Big bounce back effort. And the hit count actually went up against him. There were six hits, but only one run.
Line drive center field. That will fall for a hit. So the McDonald strikeout guy doesn't quite get the concept.
Yeah.
Joe, I try to explain this to these guys before the game, and they just don't seem to get it.
I might have to go down and reinforce that here in a little bit.
Disgusted. Spikes lead it 3-2 here in the top of the seventh inning. So here's Bucko. Bucko tonight is 1-for-3. Single knocked in a run back in the third. He also singled the center in the fifth, so he's actually 2-for-3. Struck out in the first. An infield double play depth. That's on the outside corner for a strike. What a great crowd here tonight. And they still have fireworks to come, and the kids can run the bases again.
Another jam-packed evening at the ballpark. Of course, scout night as well here at the ballpark.
Yeah. I ended up being a life scout.
Okay, that's...
That's that eagle and life goes to eagle.
Okay.
That's how far I went. I ended up being a life scout. And here's the set by O. Glances at first and delivers. Moving outside for a ball, 1-1 the count. Actually down at a summer camp called Lake of Isles in southeastern Connecticut. And it was one of those camperee things. It was a competition. 1-1 the count with one out. O goes set. Delivers. Outside for a ball, 2-1. So we went out and found logs in the woods. We right? Two tripods, cross, benches.
Yeah.
Everything. Then we lashed together a latrine. Right? Throw to first. He stumbles. He's out. He was so mesmerized by the story, he lost track. Too gone. Needless to say, we won. We won. We also lashed together seats for around the campfire, too.
Oh, wow.
Oh, no. It was,
that was a bonus, huh?
Yeah, I was the patrol leader, and this is what we did.
Aha.
So, yeah. Pitch inside. Now two outs, and Bucko has nobody on base. 3-2 spikes. Even though they've been out at 7-5 tonight, State College has been the more opportunistic team. Daniels, outstanding outing. Now Mike O trying to do it again. Chesney family is not videotaping right now. 3-1. Hit very high in the air to right. Taylor in the gap. He's there underneath in front of the track. Puts it away and the inning is over. No runs, a hit, and one left. Don't forget we have God Bless America coming up in a few moments from the Penns Valley Men's Chorus. And the two teams will exit their respective dugouts for the Penns Valley Men's Chorus to sing God Bless America. They're
in the right field fun deck.
Right field.
Bless America, land that I love. Stand beside her and guide her through the night with the light from above. From the mountains to the prairies to the ocean, white with foam. God bless America, my home. God bless America, my home, sweet home.
In fine form, the Penns Valley Men's Chorus with the singing of God Bless America. To the bottom of the seventh we go, 3-2 State College on the Spikes Radio Network, presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official health care provider of Penn State Athletics.
The reason I got into medicine is because of my curiosity to understand what health is. A combination of physical, mental, emotional, and social well-being. The role of family, community, and society in one's health is also something that always interests me.
At Penn State Health Medical Group, family medicine doctor Madhvi Singh tells of teaching, caring for, and learning from her patients.
What brought me to Penn State Health is, apart from caring patient, I have an opportunity to be able to teach medical students and residents, watching the students see every intricate part of health. I love taking care of my patients. They inspire me. They are always very kind to me, and it gives me an opportunity to learn from them.
Penn State Health Medical Group offers family medicine at four convenient locations in State College. Call 814-235-2480 to make an appointment.
Sunday afternoon, join the State College Spikes for Still Strong Night at Mettler Field. Game time is 4:05 p.m. against Mahoning Valley, and you can meet and greet blue and white great Devin Still. Plus, we'll raise funds and awareness for the Still Strong Foundation. And it's a Sunday fun day with a pregame catch on the field, postgame Kids Run the Bases Home Run Edition, presented by Mount Nittany Health, and much more. For tickets, call 814-272-1711 or buy and download at statecollegespikes.com.
Bottom half of the seventh inning, 3-2 State College. Visit your local First National Bank office to take advantage of expertions to meet your private banking, insurance, wealth management, estate planning, and investment needs. First National Bank, proud sponsor of the State College Spikes and proud State College community partner. And there's nothing like being at the ballpark, but if you can't make it to the game, catch the Spikes in action at Mettler Field at Lebrano Park and around the MLB Draft League with the league's official stream powered by Pixelot. Head to MLBDraftLeague.com and register for free to watch every game across the league wherever you are. DeAndre Shelton will lead it off to be followed by Dawson Bailey and Trent Taylor. 9-1 and 2 in the Spikes batting order here in the bottom of the seventh against Alan Carter. Carter was really good in the sixth. Carter delivers outside and low. One ball and no strikes, the count at 92. He is topped out at 95 on the gun tonight. Shelton is 1-for-2. He singled the center and scored back in the fifth. He's also fouled out. Pitch to the left-handed hitter is up high and away, 2-0. Shelton now with 4 runs scored. And that left-handed box, even stance. The pitch outside, 3-0, and a guy that can run. Shelton is 5-for-5 in stolen bases with the Spikes. Dawson Bailey on deck. Holds that bat straight out in front. Now levels it a couple times, and he's ready. Carter goes set, and the 3-0. Taking all the way, it's a strike, it's 3-1. Three balls and a strike. Spikes at 3 runs, 5 hits, a couple of errors, 2 runs, 7 hits, and an error for Mahoning Valley. Mahoning Valley scored their 2 runs in the third. Spikes scored 1 in the 4th and 2 in the 5th. Carter, 3-1. Swing and a miss. High fastball that time from Carter. It's full. 93 that time. Even larger than last night, which was better than 4,000. 3-2. Outside, ball 4. Speed on the bases to start the 7th for the Spikes. So he's aboard for Bailey, who is 0-2. Reached on an error, stole a base in the first, hit by a pitch in the third, bounced out to short in the 5th. So Bailey into the right-handed box. He's driven in 2. Let's see if they run Shelton here against the right-hander Carter. Shelton 5-for-5 in stolen bases. They're aware of it, and they throw over right away. Bailey came into the night, second in the league in total hits with 10, league leader in doubles with 4. All these are second-half numbers starting up 8 days ago. Throw to first again. He dives back in. Fogel makes the tag. Acosta relatively shallow in left. Normal depth by Bucko in center. Washington very deep in right. Middle infield, a double play depth. Porter off the line at third. Throw over again. Shelton dives back in. There does get to a point where you become so preoccupied with the guy at first, you're not quite locked in on the guy at the plate. There he goes. There's the pitch. Up high. Throw down to second with ease. He steals it. 6-for-6 now in stolen bases. Count now 1-0 to Bailey. So with nobody out, the Spikes have a runner in scoring position, trying to get an insurance run across here in the bottom of the 7th, nursing a 3-2 lead. Bailey with a 1-0 count. DePasquale shadowing just, and the pitch. Swing and a foul tip into the mitt. It's 1-1. Trent Taylor on deck. Taylor's been on base 3 times. He has scored a run. One and one the count on Dawson Bailey. Hitting 323. Set by Carter. Allen looks at second and delivers. Fastball on the inside corner for a strike. 1-2 the count. 93 with that one. Carter pitched from Mahoning Valley last year. Holds that ball behind his back. Shelton out to a lead at second with nobody out. 1-2 the count on Bailey. Pitch to Bailey. There goes Shelton again. Inside call, strike 3, and Shelton steals 3rd. So Carter gets the strikeout. That's his 2nd. And here comes Taylor after Shelton stole 3rd. So Shelton now kicks it up. He's 7-for-7 in stolen bases. Trent Taylor walked in the first, walked in the third, singled and scored on a wild pitch in the 5th. Infield up all the way around trying to choke off this run. A pitch by Carter. Swing and a miss, high heat. 0-1 the count. He just attacked him upstairs at 93. 0-1 to Taylor. Trent playing right field tonight after playing shortstop here on Thursday. Carter goes set and delivers. Low and inside, 1-1 the count. Nick Guile on deck. Giles driven in another run tonight. Gives him eight. Ward. Infield up all the way around. Outfield normal depth. And the pitch. Drop that one in for a strike. It's 1-2. Good pitch that time from Carter. That was the slider that time at 83. 1-2 the count. Sheldon gets his lead at third. All this with one out. Carter goes set. On its way. Popped up in the infield. It's a foul ball. Arouse the catcher. Lost it, and it lands between Arouse and Porter, the third baseman. I think it caromed off the dirt and right into Arouse's face. Ron May, the interim manager, will come out. You could tell that Arouse, after throwing the mask away, and again, for the second time tonight, he almost tripped over the mask. And he went over, and Porter was coming in, and evidently Arouse must have called it. Ashley's going to come out and take a look at him. But he just lost it, and of course, the ground is very hard right now. We have not had a lot of rain here over the last 10 days, and it caromed off the dirt as if it caromed off the bricks, and it came right up and got him in the face. Right now, Ashley's talking to him. He's got his mask back from home plate umpire Jeff France. And Ashley continues to talk to him. He's not coming out. So he'll stay in. Alex Arouse will stay in the game. Count is 1-2 on Taylor, and as a reprieve. So let's see what he does with his second chance here. 1-2 the count. Wind now blowing to right about 5-10. Infield by Carter. 1-2. That's popped up. Behind first, Fogle, the first baseman, now drifts into foul territory, makes the catch, and Shelton holds at third. So the bottom line is, instead of fouling out to the catcher, he fouled out to first. So with two outs, it's up to Nick Guile, who was 1-for-3, fouled out to third, fouled out to the catcher, but then a single to knock in a run to put the spikes in front in the fifth. Another opportunity here. He's driven in eight for the spikes in the week and a half he's been here. Started out the game at 84 degrees. We're now at 75, a little bit of a breeze that's blowing less than 5 miles an hour now. Infield now back with two outs. Pitch to Guile. That's wrap foul, third base side. Will Johnson picks it up. Fire it back to the spikes dugout. Right to Danny Gott. Oh, and won the count on Guile. 3-2 State College in the bottom of the seventh. Guile trying to get an important insurance run across. Swing and a miss. It's 0-2. Good high fastball at 93 from Carter that time. Carter leans in. Ball behind his back. Right-handed action in the spikes bullpen, by the way. It is Hudson. 0-2. Swing and a miss. It gets away from Arouse. He just had to tag Guile and does. And the inning is over. So a great job by Alan Carter to get himself out of that mini jam after Sheldon singled, stole second and third, and he gets the job done. No runs and one left. And at the end, a 7-4, 3-2 State College on the Spikes Radio Network, presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official health care provider of Penn State. The Ramada Conference and Golf Hotel featuring P.J. Harrigan's Restaurant is proud to be the official host hotel for the State College Spikes. The Ramada is a full-service facility offering free weekday hot buffet breakfast with 20,000 square feet of flexible meeting space perfect for conferences, social events, and weddings. Discounted group room rates are available. The Ramada also has the largest and best outdoor pool and pavilion, perfect for outdoor summer gatherings, with pool party packages also available for our indoor pool. Contact the sales office at 814-238-3001 for more information on group packages. Then join us at PJ Harrigan's, featuring the best happy hour in town, and try our new pub menu with daily appetizer specials. Don't miss a visit to the Ramada Conference and Golf Hotel featuring P.J. Harrigan's Restaurant, the official host hotel of the State College Spikes.
Ready to swing for the fences? As a big supporter of the State College Spikes, Geisinger believes in big league dreams. And whether yours includes playing in the pros, riding your bike, or just getting back on your feet, our doctors and healthcare professionals throughout central Pennsylvania are here for you every step of the way. Learn how we're rethinking healthcare and helping our communities live life to the fullest at geisinger.org.
Top half of the eighth inning. Mike O back to work. But the Spikes with a 3-2 lead. He'll face a tough part of the order here. 3-4-5, Gabe Gonzalez, Ron Washington, and Adam Fogle. Gonzalez is 0-3 tonight. Bats on the right side. Oh, the right-hander goes set. Delivers. High and tight at the letters. Breaking ball. It's 1-0. Gonzalez wrapped into an inning-ending 6-4-3 double play in the first. Struck out swinging in the third. Flew to right to Taylor in the fifth. Works from the stretch and misses inside. It's 2-0. Infield back. Guile a bit closer to the line at third. Outfield normal depth straight away. Not playing a, staying away from the no doubles defense for the moment. Outside, it's 3-0. Right now, Gonzalez at the plate. He's the tying run. 3-2 State College. Owning Valley 2 in the third. Spikes 1 in the fourth, 2 in the fifth. And inside ball 4, he walked him on 4 pitches. Leadoff man aboard. Tying run aboard here in the eighth inning for Ron Washington, who's 0-3. Flew to right in the second. Bounced to short in the fourth. Reached on an error in the sixth.
Number 24, Ron Washington.
And here comes Jim Gott. Tristan Hudson has been warming up, so it's not as if Hudson is cold. He started warming up, actually, while the Spikes were at the plate. But the fact that Jim's going out there means he is not coming out of here, at least not yet. And if anybody can induce a ground ball double play, it's Mike. Devin's still here tomorrow at 4:05. Still strong. Ooh, what a crowd. Largest crowd of the year, boys and girls. 5,313. The largest crowd of the season, even larger than opening night. So that puts the Spikes over 63,000. And this series so far has been phenomenal. The Spikes have now drawn 12,536 in the three games. They're not done. Don't forget tomorrow, then it's an off day Monday at Williamsport on Tuesday, at Williamsport on Wednesday, but then we're going to have Super Splash Day at noon on Thursday. Joe's going to be in the dunk tank. And yes, because it's a Thursday from 11 to 1, will be Thirsty Thursday hours. Businessman special. Then they're away for the weekend. 272. 814-272-1711 by print. StateCollegeSpikes.com. That's the only website to go to. Don't go anywhere else. Inside for a ball to Washington. It's 1-0. Five pitches, five misses for Mike in this inning. That's not how Mike pitches. Very impressed watching Mike the other night. Four innings, one hit. Did not give up an earned run. The pitch. Checked it. Ooh, that just missed. It's 2-0. Wow. Could also go to the box office or walk up. 5,313 here tonight, the largest crowd of the season. 2-0. Swing and a miss at the curveball. In fact, I think he tipped that one into the mid of Adams that time. It's 2-1. Mike began his career at the University of North Carolina in Chapel Hill. Then after 2 years there, he transferred to Charlotte. The pitch. That's fouled to the screen just above the Spikes dugout. Falls into the dugout. It's now level at 2-2. Oh, out of Northbrook, Illinois. 2021 in North Carolina. Pitching in the ACC at a 3.86 ERA. Oh, goes set to the plate. Swing and a miss. Strike three. Got him. It's a big strike out there from Mike Oh after walking Gonzalez on four pitches. It's a second strikeout from Mike in the ballgame. Brought to you by our good friends at Mountain Indy Health. Mountain Indy Health's team of specialized providers care for women during all stages of life. We recently opened the largest maternity ward in the region, and it was voted best in maternity by U.S. News and World Report. Visit mountainindy.org for more information. And a infield double play depth for Adam Fogle. Big first baseman who was the DH in the first is 1-for-3 tonight. It's up high for a ball, 1-0 the count. Fogle grounded to short in the second. Single to center, but was thrown out stealing in the fourth and struck out swinging in the sixth. 6-5 hitter in the right-handed box. O goes set. Delivers. Foul back to the screen. It's 1-1. Fogle is 3-for-10 in the series with a ground rule double. He's had a hit in each game. 1-1 the count. Now his average at 292. He's driven in three. Hit very high in the air, very deep to left, toward the nook, and that ball is going to be off the wall. Coming around third and scoring will be Gonzalez, and Fogle ties the game with a double to the nook at the 410 mark in left center. His second double of the series. And now Taj Porter to the plate.
Number 27, Taj Porter.
Porter's been hit by a pitch twice tonight. He's also lined out to Taylor and Wright. Taylor did a great job on that line out back in the second inning, fighting the sun and making the play. With one out, the lead runs at second here in the top of the eighth. 3-3 now. Ogo set. Delivers. Strike right down the heart to Porter. Switch hitter batting from the left side against the righty, Mike Oh. Oh, now rests that glove up against the left side of his chest. Stares in for what he wants from Colin Adams. Fogle leads off second time called. Fogle now with four hits in the series, including two doubles. The other was a ground rule double. 1-1. Some group College Township trying to steal our thunder there, Chuck. With a fireworks display. Wow. That's what the rich people do up in the hill. 1-1. Inside. Turned him just a bit. 2-1 the count. Tristan Hudson is ready in the bullpen. I think idealistically they wanted to bring him in to pitch the ninth. He may not have a choice. We said this was a tough part of the order. Mike usually handles the tough part of the order pretty well. 2-1. Outside 3-1. Porter's just happy he hasn't been hit by a pitch. 3-1 the count. Vogel good leadoff a second. 3-3 our score, top of the eighth inning. The pitch by O. That's fouled over the Geisinger Champions Club and out of play. Count 3-2 on Porter, who has not driven in a run yet. Like Alan Carter, the pitcher, Porter was on this team last year. Three and two the count. Set by O, here it is. That's roll on the ground to first. Madol's got it. Race to the bag, wins it with ease. Moving to third is Fogle, two outs. I looked at some of their display, Joe. It really was. I mean, low budget. Here's Alex Arauz. The catcher tonight is 0 for 3, flew to center in the third. Fielder's choice in the fourth, and he bounced out to Madol at first with O covering in the sixth. And O has reached out. Tristan Hudson's going to come in with two outs. O did a good job going 2 1/3, giving up the two hits. So far, he's given up the one run. He struck out two and he walked one. And Mike will come out here with Tristan Hudson coming into the game. Spikes, by the way, in their half of the ninth inning, their half of the eighth inning will be Brock Reller, Brody Perks, and Josh Madol. So here is the story on Tristan Hudson making his sixth appearance. The 6'3", 190-pound right-hander who's 24 years of age out of North Greenville, and he pitched North Greenville to the Division II National Championship, and he was on the mound for the final out. The native of Salem, South Carolina, has no record with the Spikes in six appearances, but a 1.29 ERA with eight strikeouts, one walk, and one save. Against Mahoning Valley on Thursday night, he went two innings, gave up two hits, one earned run, struck out one, did not walk a batter. That is the only run he has given up as a Spike in his previous five appearances. This year at North Greenville, in pitching them to the Division II national title, he went 4-1 with a 2.34 ERA, an outstanding 3-1 strikeout-to-walk ratio, 53 strikeouts to just 17 walks. In 42 1/3, he gave up just 23 hits, 11.3 strikeouts per nine innings, and opposing hitters hit 159 against him. It has been an emotional year for Tristan Hudson. His father, Larry, who unfortunately had various ailments, among them being prostate cancer, passed away at the age of 65, and Tristan has dedicated every game, including that march to the Division II national title, to his father, Larry, who was such a great, great support for Tristan. And Tristan's had great support from his family through all of this. And he's on the mound now, trying to get one more out in this inning and keep it tied going to the bottom of the eighth. Arauz 0 for 3. Bats on the right side, Hudson delivers. Swing and a miss. Threw it right by him, it's 0-1. Fogle on third, he's the lead run. Hudson delivers. Low and outside, 1-1 the count. Rouse has driven in one, he has scored one this season, hitting 136. Hudson holds that glove in front of his face, now he drops it down, and the 1-1. Breaking ball back to the screen. It's 1-2. Good curveball that time from Hudson. Ball and two strikes. As John Beamer comes out to pick up the ball. 1-2 and Arauz. Fogle leads at third. Hudson stares in to the plate. Going outside, it's 2-2. Now it's 75 degrees, a very slight breeze, and maybe a couple miles an hour blowing to right. Two and two the count. 3-3 our score, top of the eighth inning. On its way, bounced it in. Great job by Adams. He saved a run. It's full 3-2. Game is still 3-3 because of the efforts of the catcher. Spikes will have 4, 5, and 6 in their order in the bottom of the eighth inning. See what Hudson wants to do here. Back to the top of the hill. Stairs in. On its way. On the ground is short. Perks has it. Fires the first. In time. Inning is over. Mahoning Valley gets a run. They do so on a hit, and they strand one at third. At the end of 7.5, 3-3 on the Spikes Radio Network, presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official health care provider of Penn State Athletics.
Let's turn a trip to the branch into a tap on your phone. Let's hit pause on a lost debit card without hitting pause on life. That's how First National Bank is redefining convenience. With a top-rated mobile app that puts more security and control at your fingertips and friendly people to help you succeed right by your side. Let's get started at fnb-online.com or your local First National Bank. FNB member FDIC.
7 Mountains Wine Cellars is passion, perfection, and persistence. Three traits drive 7 Mountains Wine Cellars to create exciting new and different wines. Find 7 Mountains Wine Cellars in Spring Mills, on the Diamond in Bowlesburg, and now at Spikes Games at Mettler Field at Lombardo Park. Enjoy 10 Point Red, Chardonnay, Blackberry Merlot, Tickle Pink, and our all-razzed-up frozen wine. 7 Mountains Wine Cellars, winners of the Pennsylvania Governor's Cup for both grape and fruit wines. Be sure to visit the one-of-the-kind World of Wine at 7 Mountains Wine Cellars.
Sunday afternoon, join the State College Spikes for Still Strong Night at Mettler Field. Game time is 4:05 p.m. against Mahoning Valley, and you can meet and greet blue and white great Devin Still. Plus, we'll raise funds and awareness for the Still Strong Foundation. And it's a Sunday fun day with a pregame catch on the field, postgame Kids Run the Bases Home Run Edition, presented by Mountain Nittany Health, and much more. For tickets, call 814-272-1711 or buy and download at statecollegespikes.com.
3-3 here to the bottom of the eighth inning. Alan Carter did a great job when he was in there. He went 2 2/3, gave up one hit. He walked two, and he struck out three, and now gives way to Brenton Thomas. Third appearance with no record and a 13.50 ERA. Two innings, three hits, three runs all earned. He has struck out two. He's walked five and uncorked one wild pitch as well. Opposing hitters 333 against him. Spikes will send Reller, Perks, and Madole 4, 5, and 6 in the order to the plate here in the bottom of the eighth inning, trying to find one more run in this 3-3 game. So Brenton Thomas, the right-hander, is on. Carter did his job. That fastball was between 93 and 95 over and over again. It's outstanding. Let's see what the Spikes can now do with Thomas. Bottom of the eighth inning. 3 runs, 8 hits, an error, Mahoning Valley. 3 runs, 5 hits, 2 errors for the Spikes. Brock Reller, 0 for 2 with a couple of strikeouts. He's also walked. That was back in the fifth. Reller with 3 doubles and a home run this week alone. A pitch. That's in there for a strike. Get his 0-1. Thomas has struggled in his two outings. And inherits a 3-3 game. Washington is very deep and right. 0-1. Down low in the dirt, 1-1. Bucko is relatively deep in center. Normal depth in left for Acosta. But Washington is way back and right. DePasquale, he's about a yard and a half on the grass at second base. And I'm talking about the right field grass. Swing and a miss. Curveball that time from Thomas. 1-2. Reller has scored 6. He's walked 9 times. In fact, make that 10 times, including the 1-2. And the pitch. In the dirt, level at 2-2. Perks on deck, then Madol. Reller at 28 home runs this year. Drove in 87. He had 59 in his career, and he drove in 199 in his career. 2-2 the count. The pitch. Ooh, that just missed. What a tantalizing pitch that was. It's full 3-2. Three balls and 2 strikes the count. Reller levels the bat. Here's the set. Thomas delivers. That's foul back by Reller just below the Cheese Shop Printers.com box where Ray Caravan is there tonight with Judy and Mike Drenning and Sue Drenning and Ed Russell and Mickey Russell there tonight. Spent the middle 3 innings with them. 3-2 the count. The pitch. Up high, ball 4. Now let's see if they pinch run for Reller. Let's see now. Dave says he's going to play things a little differently this time of the year. Right now, no indication about pinch running anybody. So here's Brody Perks. So he's got 11 walks in a week. Considering he's the DH, thought maybe Page or somebody like that. Short lead. Here's Perks. Checked it, didn't go. 1-0 the count. Brody tonight. 1-for-3, flew to left. Infield hit, stole a base, scored a run in the 4th. Wrapped into a 6-4-3 double play in the 5th. Reller out to a short lead at first. Middle infield double play depth. The pitch is fouled to our right, to the roof for the Geisinger Champions Club on the first base side, and out of play. It's 1-1. Mentioned the middle infield, the double play. Depp Porter is even with the bag at third. Washington deep in right, normal in left, a little bit deeper in center. Nobody out. Reller, the lead run at first. Short lead for him. Thomas goes, set, now throws to first. Reller dives back in there. I will admit the short lead is double what I would have. Mine would be out of total cowardice. I don't want to go back to the dugout and say, you went out that far? Really? With your speed? 1-1 the count. Set by Thomas. Pitch to Perks. Low and outside, arousing. Did a good job to get his body in front of it. 2-1. 3-3 here in the bottom of the 8th. Brody steps out now. Brody hitting 269. He's driven in 1. Waits in that right-handed box. And the pitch. Hit high in the air, deep to left field. Acosta going back. That is going to go all the way to the wall. Reller's around second on his way to third. He'll be held up there. It is a double to left by Brody Perks. And the Spikes have second and third and nobody out. That was laced. And they're going to get Josh Madol to the plate. For Perks, his second extra base hit is a spike. His first double, his other was a triple. Second and third with nobody out. infield up all the way around the key here. Get the ball to the outfield. Madol tonight is 1-for-3 with an infield hit back in the sixth. Infield up all the way around. Josh drove in a run last night. They're going to intentionally walk him. So the intentional walk to load the bases, and now it's up to Colin Adams. The big man is 0-for-2 tonight. Struck out swinging in the second. Sacrifice fly to knock in a run in the fourth. 1-6-3 double play. Back in the sixth. But again, that sacrifice fly was to the base of the wall. Perks could have done a cartwheel to get home on that. Here's the set with nobody out. Bases loaded. Up high and tight. 1-0 the count. 3-3 bottom of the eighth inning. Spikes won the first two games, 11-9 and 6-3. Outfield deep all the way around. Here's the set by Thomas and the 1-0. Inside for a ball, it's 2-0 with no place to put him. Adams has had a good eye at the plate. He's walked four times, including once last night. He's also been hit by a pitch three times. 2-0. Slow roller. Back to Thomas. Underhands to the plate. They got him there with the force out. There's one out. Base is still loaded. So fielder's choice, 1-2. Reller out at the plate. Perks goes to third. Madol the second. And it's up to Ryan Chesney. What an interesting scenario. Family has put them in front. He's 0-for-3 tonight, but here is the moment. iPhones are out. The videos are rolling down below to our right. Thomas stares in with the bases loaded, one out. And time called. Thomas backs out. Chesney in the right-handed box. Thomas stares in. Goes set at the letters, on its way. Breaking ball, checked it, didn't go. It's 1-0. Bases loaded, one out in a 3-3 game, bottom of the eighth inning. Perks with plenty of speed down at third. Madol's at second. Adams at first. Up at the corners, middle infield at double play depth. 1-0. Up high, 2-0. Two balls and no strikes. Three runners out to their respective leads, led by Perks at third. Chesney in the right-handed box, 2-0. High and tight, 3-0. Three balls and no strikes. A lot of his family members made that trip from Kearney, New Jersey. 3-0 the count. Thomas goes set. 3-0. Right down the heart, taking all the way, 3-1. Now here comes the moment. 3-1 the count. One out, bases loaded. Perks on third, Madol on second, Adams on first. 3-3 game, bottom of the eighth inning. Ryan Chesney waits in the right-handed box. Thomas, the right-hander, delivers. Swing and a miss. It's full 3-2. Shelton on deck. Thomas leans in, ball behind his back. Chesney waits in the right-handed box. Set by Thomas, high set at the letters. 3-2. In the dirt, ball four. The Spikes take the lead. It may not be the way the family envisioned the RBI tonight, but it's an RBI nonetheless. In the end, Perk's speed didn't matter. He trotted home. They're not done yet. There's still one out, and Shelton is one for two tonight. He has a single and a walk, and he has stolen two bases and scored a run. Once again, Porter and Fogel at the corners at third and first, respectively, are up. The middle infield at double play depth. This is a tough guy to double up, though. The pitch. Outside for a ball, 1-0 the count. Now can you get the insurance run across? Because Hudson has the ninth inning. Leans in, ball behind his back. Thomas now goes set. High set at the letters. On its way. Outside just missed that edge. It's 2-0. Two balls and no strikes. Dawson Bailey's on deck. This crowd of 5,313, the largest of the season, imploring their team to score more. Shelton, even stance, left-handed box, the pitch. Up high, 3-0. So with the bases loaded on back-to-back hitters, he's run the count 3-0 each time. Super fans, anybody else, are being drowned out by the big crowd tonight. Three games here. It's built each night. The Spikes had 3,154 Thursday. They had 4,029 Friday. They have 5,313 tonight. They have drawn 12,536 in the series. Shelton with the bases loaded, one out, 3-0 count. Thomas at the letters, delivers. Taking all the way, and he walked him on four pitches, ball four. Spikes lead at 5-3. And Ron Mahe knows he has to make a move. Adams goes to third, Chesney to second. And Shelton the first as Madol scores. And for Brenton Thomas, a tough night. The problem was the ability to find the plate. He gave up one hit, but it's the three walks that hurt Brenton tonight. And believe me, no matter who it is, you get into a tough spot like this. We've done so many games in our career. You don't think you don't feel for the young man? Of course you do. Absolutely. All right, we'll take a break. Come back with more on the Spikes Radio Network presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official health care provider of Penn State Athletics.
I grew up in rural Minnesota, always had an interest in helping people. I spent 4 years in the military after residency, stationed in Naval Hospital Beaufort, South Carolina, taking care of Marine Corps recruits at Parris Island, and to be able to take care of them was really an honor.
At Penn State Sports Medicine, they're inspired to care for you like a member of the family. Orthopedic surgeon Dr. Paul Harakoff shares that sense of purpose.
I enjoy being part of a team that makes a difference. You know, we have a great staff at Penn State Sports Medicine. Our nurses, our medical assistants are there to make our patients better. And it doesn't matter where you are, where you're from, how much money you have, what your job is, you're going to get treated with respect, and we're going to do the best thing we can to make you better. And that's a great feeling when you come home at the end of the day.
Penn State Sports Medicine welcomes new patients of any age or activity level. Call 814-865-3566 to make an appointment.
Thomas went a third of an inning, and he so far has given up two runs. He walked three and gives way to Chad Coles. And was Coles good in the game on Thursday night? He went 2 1/3 and gave up nothing and struck out six. Other than that, I was really disappointed with what I saw. He was outstanding. I think Chad pitched for them last year. I believe he did. I don't know why, it just feels like it did. I know Porter was there last year and a couple of other guys. Well, tomorrow we're at 4:05 for Still Strong Day, and Devin Still will be here tomorrow. 4:05. It's with Danville in the Appalachian League. Now this must seem like Manhattan to him. Oh, come on, I'm sure Danville's great. Dawson Bailey to the plate. Bases loaded, still one out, two runs in. 0-3. Reached on an error, stole a base. Hit by a pitch, bounced to short, struck out looking. Now Hudson has at least two runs to work with in the top of the ninth. And set, and the pitch. Swing and a miss. 0-1. But think about this now, what State College has done the last two nights. There have been four different innings where Mahoney Valley has scored. In three of the four, the Spikes have come back in the bottom of that inning and scored, including this one. That's foul over our heads and out of play. 0-2 on Dawson. Trent Taylor on deck. Adams on third. Chesney's on second. Shelton's on first. 0-2 the count. The pitch. Checked it. Did he go? Yes. Strike three. It's right call. That was the right call. Coles gets his first strikeout, seventh of the series. It's up to Trent Taylor now with two outs. The infield can now back up. Cole's a lanky right-hander. Boy, he throws hard and has great location. Taylor tonight is 1-for-2 with an infield hit and a run scored. Bases loaded, two outs. Bounced that one in. Great job by Arouse that time to backhand it and keep the ball in front. So you got Adams on third. You got Chesney on second and Shelton on first. If you're going to do it in order of speed, that's the right order. Coles back to the top of the hill. Big right-hander works from the first base side of the mound. DePasquale, Parker, and Acosta do in the ninth. On the ground. Knocked down by the shortstop, Parker. Everybody is safe. Run scores. 6-3. And on this night, with the big crowd on hand and fireworks still to come, the Spikes have now sent their ninth man to the plate in the eighth inning. And it's Nick Guile. Spikes haven't had a grand slam this year. Guile tonight has knocked in another run. He's 1-for-4. He has 8 runs knocked in the 10 days he's been with the club. Still bases loaded, 2 outs, 3 runs in, 6-3 State College. And that's down low for a ball. So Tristan Hudson, by the way, is the pitcher of record. One and oh the count. That run, by the way, charged to Thomas. 1-0. Sets and delivers. Lifted foul, first base side. It will reach the seats and out of play about 7 or 8 rows back. Beyond the Spikes dugout, it's 1-1. New baseballs brought out for home plate umpire Jeff France. Six-three, State College. Not done yet here. Guile's the ninth hitter of the inning. Bases loaded, two outs. And the pitch. Checked it, did not go. Two balls and a strike. Marcus Page is the last one to hit a grand slam with the Spikes. That was last year against Mahoning Valley. Guile with a 2-1 count. back on July 21st last year. Pitch. That is foul over our heads to the right and out of play. It's 2-2 on Nick. Inning started with a walk to Reller, a double to left, a long double to left by Perks. A walk to Madola. Fielder's choice wiped out Reller at the plate. Bases loaded walk to Chesney, scored a run. Bases loaded walk to Shelton, scored a run. Then with two outs, Taylor delivered an infield hit and an RBI. 2-2. Call strike three, got him. Great pitch on the outer edge. But the Spikes get three on two hits and leave the bases loaded at the end of eight full. 6-3 State College on the Spikes Radio Network, presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official health care provider of Penn State Athletics.
I was probably in junior high. I really liked fixing things, and I still do, and orthopedics allows us to do that.
From a childhood dream to becoming one of the top orthopedic surgeons at Penn State Sports Medicine, Dr. Paul Schirbondi shares his journey.
I found over the years that I've become more of what I would call the family team orthopedic doctor. I do a lot of intergenerational care. I take care of grandma, dad. Dad may have a torn rotator cuff. Grandma needs a total knee. And then I'll see junior with a broken arm. To have the ability to take care of families is very rewarding. And to have a grandma bring their grandchild in to see you is an endorsement of your skills as a physician.
Penn State Sports Medicine is welcoming new patients of any age or activity level. Call 814-865-3566 for an appointment.
Sunday afternoon, join the State College Spikes for Still Strong Night at Mettler Field. Game time is 4:05 p.m. against Mahoning Valley, and you can meet and greet blue and white great Devin Still. Plus, we'll raise funds and awareness for the Still Strong Foundation. And it's a Sunday fun day with a pregame catch on the field, postgame Kids Run the Bases Home Run Edition, presented by Mountain Indy Health, and much more. For tickets, call 814-272-1711 or buy and download at statecollegespikes.com.
So we go to the top of the ninth inning, the Spikes leading 6-3. It'll be DePasquale, Parker, and then back to the top of the order, Acosta. Parker DePasquale is 1-for-3 with a single back in the third. Fielder's choice in the fourth. Struck out looking in the sixth. And that's a soft liner to short. And on one pitch, Perks makes the catch. One out. And here's Jarfinger Parker. Parker 1-for-3. Single to right. Scored in the third. Bounced to third in the